The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Union High School football. All season long, catch every game, home and away, as the Tigers defend their state championship. Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. And now, with the call of the game, here's Bjarke Sears and Bruce Eamon.
It's a cold day, gray day here in South Burlington, excuse me. Welcome to the Tigers' first playoff game of the year. It's a quarterfinal matchup. The Middlebury Tigers taking on the Rice Green Knights on 92.1 WVTK. Ladies and gentlemen, Bjarke Sears, bringing you all the action for the evening. Bruce Eamon is on assignment this afternoon, but I'll be bringing you all the action here from South Burlington, Vermont. As the Rice Memorial Green Knights, owners of the number 4 seed in Division 1, are set to tick off the season against the postseason against the number 5 seeded Middlebury Tigers. And it's a game that was a little surprising. You wouldn't have necessarily guessed that this was going to be the matchup a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, Rice was riding pretty high in the standings. Middlebury had dropped a few and was sitting down at number 8. But the Tigers put together a 3-game winning streak, and Rice got themselves in the position where they could get a home game. And here we have it. This is what it's going to be, the first week of the high school Division I playoffs. It's the quarterfinals on 92.1 WVTK. And so the Middlebury Tigers, coming in with a record of 5-3 overall, have had an up and down year, but that's been going up for the last few weeks. The Rice Green Knights, also coming in 5-3, had a surprising year. They beat the number 1 seed MMU in the first week of the regular season, but then they lost to Hartford the third week, lost to Rutland later in the season, and then finished off their season losing to Colchester 28-8. So one has to wonder where they're at, how confident they are feeling headed into this playoff game. A lot of pre-game action to come. Stick around. You're listening to Tigers football at 92.1 WVTK.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, five, ready, five, ready. Hut, hut, hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
My name is Ruth Hardy, and I'm running for Vermont State Senate. I'm the working mom of 3 kids from East Middlebury. I've served on school boards and worked to provide education and health care to our community. Now, I'm running for State Senate to make sure everyone has the opportunity to thrive. I show up and work hard to do what's right for our community. I'm not running for personal gain. I'm running because, as a mother, I care deeply about the future of our world and being part of the solution. With your vote, I will work for healthy families and seniors, access to childcare, health services, and family leave. I will support good schools, strong technical education, and a path to college for more young people. I will work for a vibrant economy that pays people fairly so all Vermonters have a chance to thrive. I will listen to you and bring new voices and ideas to the table to ensure our government is inclusive and welcoming. On November 6th, please vote for me, Ruth Hardy, for State Senate to have your voice heard in Montpelier. Thank you.
Paid for by Ruth Hardy for State Senate.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera and Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
You're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back at Rice Memorial High School in South Burlington, Vermont, the home of the Green Knights, waiting for the Middlebury Tigers to kick off the 2018 postseason against the Green Knights. The Tigers coming in at the number 5 seed in Division 1, and the Green Knights in at the 4 seed. And certainly for the Tigers, we talked about before the break, a season that is kind of peaking at the right time. The Tigers started out the season by dropping their first game to Colchester, and one that was a bit of a heartbreaker. A lot of the players, especially those with less experience, were pretty upset after that one, and they had to keep the faith. The coaches had to let them know that there were a lot of good things to come, and they kept that faith. They beat Hartford the second week of the season, 27-14. And Hartford, an eternal rival for these Tigers, you'd have to think that was a pretty good emotional boyer for the team, and something that would kind of buoy their spirits and make them feel a lot better. They lost to St. Johnsbury, however, the next week up in St. Jay. The Hilltoppers threw it all over them. Jay Cady running for multiple scores. But then they beat St. Albans on the road in a windy night up at College Pearly Sports Complex in St. Albans, which started getting them feeling a little bit confident, I think, going forward. They lost to Rutland, a tough game at home, 42-7. And at that point, it was kind of, had to wonder, what were these Tigers? You know, good weeks, bad weeks, fairly inconsistent team. But then they got on a roll, beating Burton in Manchester, 21-13. Beating the combined Burlington, South Burlington Seawolves, 19-14. But in a game that was a lot farther apart than that, really, in how the teams played on the field. And finally, the Middlebury Tigers rounded out the regular season by beating the CVU Redhawks by a score of 27-7. The question was, at the end of last week, where would the Tigers end up? It all depended on what happened with Mount Mansfield when they played Fairhaven. Well, Mount Mansfield won their game, catapulting them into first place. And for the Tigers, it solidified their spot at number 5 on the road this afternoon. For the Rice Green Knights, coming in with the same record, a record of 5-3, they started out the season very strong. They beat MMU 26-22, and then they beat the Burlington South Burlington Seawolves 8-6, an exceedingly low-scoring game. Then it went kind of up and down for the rest of the season, a loss to Hartford, a win versus St. Jay, win versus Essex, a loss to Rutland, a win at U32, and finally, a one that had to hurt last week when the Rice Green Knights lost, and didn't just lose closely, lost substantially to the Colchester Lakers, 28-8. Now, one of the stories of that game is that various Rice players were hurt, particularly along the defensive line. So one question today is, will they have players back? How will they be able to handle the Middlebury Tigers' speed? Defensive line normally would hurt more against the power backs of the Tigers, but the Tigers don't have a lot of power backs this year. Thatcher Trudeau comes in and fills that role to a degree, but this is a fast team. It seems to like to get out to the outside. How will Rice be able to handle that? Those are some of the things we're going to look for as we go forward in this game. For the Middlebury Tigers, the key to them is to keep up the consistent work that they've been doing for the last few weeks of the regular season. They've been playing strong defense. They've been rushing the ball exceedingly well. There has not been a lot of passing for the Tigers. They only have 2 completions in the last 2 weeks. So it'll be interesting to see today with the rain, with the fact that it's going to keep getting worse, we think. It's not particularly bad now, but the weather's supposed to turn as the afternoon goes on. What will that do to the Tigers' offensive choices? You'd have to think there'd be a lot of rushing the ball today for sure for the Middlebury Tigers. And when the Tigers rush, they're going to have to do it, I think, with diversity. One thing we've seen a lot this year is Tim Gettleman keeping the ball himself. In fact, if we look at the carries over the course of the year, the quarterback, Tim Gettleman, has 68 carries. The next closest player is C.J. Bryant with 59. Thatcher Trudeau has 34. Tyler Buxton has 50. So today, I think it's going to be important that the Tigers mix it up. Last week, they got Trudeau going in the passing game. He had the two completions last week for a good number of yards. And so the Tigers, I think they're going to have to move it around a little bit. C.J. Bryant was out for a week with a lower body injury. He was back last week, looked a little hobbled. It'd be nice to see him today looking a little smoother as the Tigers give him the ball. So it'll be interesting to see what the balance is between Trudeau, kind of the bigger, stronger back running out of the fullback position behind Tim Gettleman, as opposed to C.J. Bryant. For the Tigers, the receiving game has, with the exception of the last 2 weeks, has been pretty diverse. Simon Fisher leads the team with 9 receptions. He does not have the most yardage. He has 134 yards. It's Wyatt Cameron with 7 catches for 181 yards who leads the Tigers in yardage. That's an average of 25 yards per catch if you do that math really quickly. So for the Tigers and for the Green Knights, those are the things you're really going to want to be focusing on, playing your game. For Rice, being physical with the Tigers. And for the Tigers, continuing to do what you do and finding diversity, not over-relying on Tim Gettleman too much, but getting the ball to lots of different people in various situations and various setups. Across the Division I landscape this weekend, as we get set here to listen to the Middlebury Tigers take on Rice Memorial Green Knights on 92.1 WVTK, a variety of good playoff games, some of which are already in the books. Last night, Rutland defeated the Seawolves, which will put them in the next round. And in that round, they're going to be taking on the Hilltoppers of St. Johnsbury, who defeated Hartford last night. And St. Johnsbury, the Burlington Free Press is being quoted, Alex Abrami is saying, this might be the best number 6 seed to come along in a long, long time. And they're going to be playing against Rutland next weekend. For the Tigers, of course, they play today. And also playing today are the number 8 seed Colchester Lakers and the number 1 seed Mount Mansfield Cougars. Now, how that game shakes out, were the Tigers to win today, they're going to play the winner of that game next week. So certainly something to watch for as the day goes on today. We'll step aside for a moment. We'll be back with starting lineups. Last thoughts here on 92.1 WVTK.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a friendly reminder that hunting season is fast approaching. Drop by the shop and find great deals on bows, rifles, handguns, and muzzleloaders. We carry top brands. Make sure you're ready for opening day with a variety of hunting accessories to help you bag that trophy of a lifetime. Also, check out some great deals on season-ending fishing gear as well. Come on in and get ready for your next Vermont fishing or hunting adventure. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe. Thanks and have a great day.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at champlainvalleyproperty.com.
many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Virgins do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Kickoff is about 9 minutes away here on 92.1 WVTK. Up here at South Burlington, getting ready for the Rice Green Knights to take off the Middlebury Tigers in week one of the High School Division I football playoffs. This is the quarterfinals. So keep in mind, there's a quarterfinal. Then next week, there would be a semifinal. And then the week after that, the state championship, which is being held down in Rutland. But today, it's not in Rutland. Today, we are up here in South Burlington. The rain is just starting to lightly fall out of the sky. A little bit of sleet earlier, but that held off. No wind, as we feared might have been the case today. But it's going to be a little bit of a slippery track today, a little bit of a slow track. It has been a wet week, and there's not been a lot of what farmers would call drying days out here these last few days. This ground looks a little beat up. The field looks got some holes in it, and the players are going to have to deal with that. For the Tigers, that's often an advantage, but one has to wonder this week. One thing that's plagued the Tigers in the last few weeks has been ball security. Against 2 weeks ago, they were able to win, but it certainly did it minus their mistakes. They actually lost the ball four times in the third quarter of their game 2 weeks ago against the Seawolves. So the Tigers today, on what figures to be a cold and wet day, need to do a good job with the ball. With that in mind, Coach Jed Malcolm was telling me last night they were practicing with wet footballs in preparation for today. And it's an even situation because Rice is going to have the same conditions. Middlebury Tigers are coming on the field right now wearing their black pants with orange striping on the side, white road uniforms with black lettering, black helmets with white numbers on the top of their helmets. They're down in one end with the captains leading them through some exercises, including some jumping jacks. Rice are talking a few things over and doing a few more walkthroughs as we get closer to kickoff. We're going to give you the starters for today's game. We do not have the starters for the Rice Green Knights. They gave me a roster without any, and that'll be what it is. We'll fill you in with the players as we go. But for the Middlebury Tigers, we do have starters, and we appreciate the fact that the Tiger coaches always give us that information. In fact, since we don't have Rice starters, we'll introduce the offense and defense of the Middlebury Tigers today. Starting on offense, at split end, senior number 22, Zach Dunn. Zach checks in at 5'8", 140. Starting at left tackle, junior number 68, Tristan Cadell. Tristan tips the scales, he's 5'7", 175. At left guard, senior number 79, Spencer Catterett. Spencer clocks in at 5'11", 200. At center, senior number 66, Will LaRocque. Will 6'1", 185. At right guard, senior number 51, Riley Brown. A co-captain, he's 5'11", 200 pounds. At right tackle, senior number 64, Lucas Farrell. 5'11", 170. And at split end, senior number 89, Wyatt Cameron, also a co-captain, 6'2", 165. At quarterbacks, junior number 18, Tim Gettleman. Tim is 5'11", 155. At left halfback, senior number 11, Simon Fisher, 5'8", 145, a co-captain. At fullback, we'll be starting Thatcher Trudeau today, junior number 33. Thatcher's 5'10", 170. And rounding out the starting lineup on offense, right halfback, Tyler Buxton, junior number 14. Tyler is 6'1", 156. And for the Tiger defense, one thing that's notable this year, very often the Tigers have the same players almost across the board on offense and defense. That is not the same case this year, as there is a fair bit of mixing up going the different ways. However, at defensive end, there is somebody who's also an offensive player. Senior number 89, Wyatt Cameron, is a defensive end. At defensive tackle, senior number 76, Josh Kerr. Josh comes in at 6'1", 175. At nose guard, senior number 52, Josh Troutwine. Probably the Tigers' largest player at 6'2", 280. At the right defensive tackle, senior number 79, Spencer Catterett, 5'11", 200 pounds. At right defensive end, Bodie Rubright, a sophomore, number 81. Actually, wearing number 75 today, should be. Checking at 6'2", 205. at one linebacker. Tigers play a 5-2, so they have two linebackers. At one linebacker is junior number 33, Thatcher Trudeau. Thatcher's 5'10", 170. At linebacker, junior number 5, Ian Plouffe. Ian is 5'10", 150. At corner, senior number 11, Simon Fisher. At the other corner, senior number 22, Zach Dunn. At safety, junior number 14, Tyler Buxton. And at safety, sophomore number 43, Mason Kaufman. Mason is 6'1", 145. The Tigers, of course, are coached by Dennis Smith, assisted by John Neuseeder and Jed Malcolm. And for the Rice Green Knights, their head coach is Neil Brodeur, assisted by Joe Larkin, Mike Thorne, Connor Tribe, Jack Bryce, Jonas Hastings, a Middlebury name. Jonas Hastings, anyone at home who's paid attention over the years. Of course, Jonas played some for Middlebury. His brother Marshall played for Middlebury and was my radio partner for a year. So doing this very job. So it's exciting to see the Hastings name on that, certainly for me. And Xavier Giddings rounds out the coaches for the Rice Green Knights. So those are starting lineups for the Tigers. We will give you the Rice key players as we go along, but we're getting close to kickoff here. And those of you who just tuned in, keep in mind what you are hearing. You're hearing week one of the Division I season, of playoff season, the Middlebury Tigers, the number 5 seed, taking on the number 4 seed, Green Knights, up here in South Burlington, Vermont. Weather is calling for rain and some wind. The rain's not really started. It's not quite as cold as I think people feared. Right now, I'm sure the players would be quite happy if the conditions stayed just like this. The Tiger and Knights captains are out on the field, talking it over, shaking hands, getting ready for the coin toss. Not a huge crowd out here this afternoon. Not 100% surprising. Saturday afternoon games in Vermont tend to draw a lot fewer fans than games in other places. Friday afternoons, for example, we were at St. Johnsbury earlier this year. There are very few people in the stands. So even though this is a playoff game, there are not a ton of people here yet. One would have to expect the weather also plays a role. So those of you who have stayed home and who are getting ready to listen to the Tigers at home, we appreciate you joining us. I'm Bjarke Sears. Of course, Bruce is off on assignment this afternoon, so we're excited to bring you all of the quarterfinal festivities from up here in South Burlington. So the keys to the game as we get ready for kickoff, the keys to the game for the Tigers are diverse offense. It'd be nice to see them get the ball in a lot of people's hands today, not over-relying on Tim Gettleman. I think that would be a dangerous mistake when you have so many talented players. And for Rice, I think it's physicality. If there's one place where the Tigers could be targeted, there's two places. One is passing, and Rice is not a huge passing team. They're not a huge passing team, so they need to be physical with the Tigers. And the weather today doesn't really lend itself to a passing game anyway. So can the Rice come out and beat the Tigers at the point of attack? Can the Tigers get their playmakers out into space and move down the field, chew up long drives, and keep the ball out of Rice's hands? Those are going to be the keys to the game. We'll step aside. We'll be back for kickoffs. It's the playoffs on 92.1 WVTK.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7. South in Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600. 1106.
The MUHS Tigers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
If you follow high school football in other states, one of the things you enjoy is Thanksgiving high school football. Well, today we have a great example of why we don't do Thanksgiving football in Vermont, because right now it's the end of October and it feels like Thanksgiving. Imagine if you waited another month. It's about 40 degrees right now here in South Burlington as the number 5 Middlebury Tigers get ready to kick the ball off to the Rice Memorial Green Knights and get the Tigers and Knights football playoff season underway. Green Knights coming in with a record of 5-3. Middlebury Tigers with a record of 5-3. Ladies and gentlemen, those just joining us for kickoff, I'm Bjarke Sears, excited to bring you week one of playoff action for the Middlebury Tigers on WVTK. And the Tigers are set up for the kickoff from the 40-yard line. Going from left to right on your radio dial, they kick it down the field to the Rice returner, standing at the 15. Starts returning it to the left, gets out to the hash marks, and is able to turn upfield. Wyatt Cameron is going to bring the returner, number 25, Connor Ritchie, down. Connor Ritchie, an experienced Rice player. We'll hear a lot of Connor's name today. So it's going to be the Rice Green Knights with 1st and 10 at the 30-yard line on their own side of the field. And here comes Rice up to the line. Quarterback under center. He's got two running backs behind him. He turns out and he's going to pitch it out to Connor. He's going to head up the middle of the field, bubbling and rumbling through people. He's going to get 8, 9, almost 10 yards there on the first down run by number 25, Connor Ritchie. It's going to be 2nd down and 1 coming up for the Rice Green Knights. Rice's quarterback today is senior Ryan Burns. Burns is looking over the sideline, talking to his quarterback. Talking to his coach here, running off one player running off the side. Burns is going to bring the team up to the line. Burns now is in the shotgun with one running back with him, three wide receivers set up. Wide receiver goes from the left to the right. He's going to throw it into his hands, testing the left side of the line, getting driven back by the Tigers and losing ground. Oh, turns upfield and is able, I think, to squirt out of bounds over on that far side. It's going to be a short gain, even though he ran a long way. John Russo with about a 2-yard gain there for the Green Knights. It's 1st and 10 for Rice. Coming up, nope, they're saying he went out of bounds a little short. It's going to be no gain. It's going to be 3rd and a long one coming up for Rice here. They sit at their own 38-yard line. Here comes Rice up the line, facing a 3rd and 1. 11 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Score 0-0. This is the first offensive possession of the game. It is Burns back in the shotgun with several running backs. He's going to keep it himself and try out the middle. He's going to slip a little bit. Looks like he slipped before the first down marker. There's probably going to be a measurement here, but his foot slipped. We talked about the condition of the field. He's going to be short, I believe. They may call out the chains. No, they're not. It's going to be 4th and about 5 inches here coming up for Rice. And it looks like they're going to make some substitutions here. Interesting to see how Rice plays this. How aggressive do they feel that they need to be? If they're feeling confident about their defense, certainly the 40 is a fine place to punt away from and give the Tigers possession far down the field. If Rice is feeling that they have to come out and make a statement and score some points, they're going to go for this. Keep in mind, they only have about 5 inches or so to make up. So if they feel like their center and guards could blow the inside of that defensive line off the ball, then they can give Ryan Burns a chance to advance it.
Timeout, Rice.
And Rice is going to take a timeout with a chance to talk about it. Give themselves a chance to talk about it.
Warm afternoon here,
Rice. So right now, the weather conditions, which are kind of the story of this game in some ways, the story of how this game's set up. Right now, the weather conditions are not bad. It's a little bit of rain spurting out of the sky. Really nothing too surprising here for Vermont late October day. And the foliage is coming a bit off the trees here. It's looking a little past peak here in South Burlington. But kind of a lovely day and kind of a classic football day here in Vermont. Here comes Rice looking at a 4th and about 5 inches coming up to the line of scrimmage. There you have Burns behind in a shotgun. He's got several running backs in the backfield with him. One wide receiver off to the right. He's going to take the snap. He's going to keep it himself. Follow into the line. I believe that's going to be a first down for the Rice Green Knights. Gain of about a yard there for the quarterback. Tigers are saying he didn't get to the line of scrimmage. We'll see what the spot is. It looked from up here that he kind of had made it fairly easily, but the Tigers don't think so. And certainly I'm not straight on with the 40-yard line. So we'll see. Tigers are celebrating. Yeah, that's what I thought. Dreis got a first down. So they're going to be moving a little bit down the field here. So the sticks are now sitting at the 40 and a half yard line of Rice. Rice looking at a first and 10. 10:20 left to go in the first quarter. It's early in the game. Rice and Middlebury have tied at zero. Quarterback Burns back in the shotgun. He takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to a big running back running right up the middle, who's going to plow forward for about 5 yards. That's fullback number 33, Kimwaga Mafuta. Kimwaga Mafuta running for a good gain there of about 5 yards. It's going to be second down in a long five coming up here for the Green Knights. Right now, if you're the Green Knights, this is certainly what you want to do. You want to come out and establish physicality here against a Tiger team that is smaller than you across the lines. And right now, so far, they're being able to do that. It is second down, the long five coming up here for the Green Knights. Quarterback back in the shotgun with several running backs. He's going to keep it himself and look downfield, throwing it far too high up in the air for a jump ball. However, his man is able to grab it at the 25, at the 20, stepping past Zach, and he gets into the end zone. That was a 55-yard touchdown to John Russo. He threw that ball right up in the air. There wasn't a lot of rotation on it. There wasn't a lot of spin. There wasn't much. It just kind of got thrown up there. Zach got a little twisted around. Russo was able to bring it in. And for the Green Knights, their first completion attempt ends up with a complete pass attempt ends up with a completion and a touchdown. And right now, they are set up. Looks like they are going to go for a two-point conversion here. And they are, and they're going to try it. Quarterback keeping it himself over on the right side, throwing it out over there. And it is incomplete. And so the Tigers take the first lead. Rice take the first lead. 6-0 on 92.1 WPTK.
Got the trucks and the deals during our Ram Power Days event at the number one selling Ram truck dealer all of New England.
At Goss, you'll get huge discounts, big factory rebates, and great lease specials in a massive inventory of Rams like this.
Lease a new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 for only $279 a month. That's right, only $279 a month for a four-wheel drive crew cab Ram.
And October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Goss is proudly supporting Making Strides Against Breast Cancer with a $20 donation for every car and truck sold this month. Just call quick or visit. It will make getting into your cool new Ram fast and easy. You can drive away today, but hurry. Our Ram Power Days event ends October 31st.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today. Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at GossCars.com.
Lease quote for 36-month, 10,000 miles per year with $29.99 cash or credit for the down plus tax, federal reg, and dock fee to all qualified buyers. Must have a competitive leasing household to qualify. See sales brochure for details about our $1,000 new vehicle price guarantee.
Go, 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 Goss. Has got it.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Early on in the first quarter, the Rice Green Knights have taken a 6-0 lead on the Middlebury Tigers thanks to a 55-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Burns to John Russo. But the Tigers have taken a kick return back to the 46-yard line, and that's where they're going to take over for their first offensive possession of the day. And it is Gettleman under center. He's got three running backs with him and two receivers. One running back goes in motion. Gettleman has it. He's going to hand it to Trudeau. Trying to bump it up the middle. Gets a couple yards before being brought down by the defensive line and linebackers of Rice. We're going to give Thatcher about 2 yards on that carry. Classic kind of beginning for the Tigers. Very often they like to start in the middle and kind of pound you with the fullback, then start doing sweeps and reverses and counters, and then they start getting kind of opening up a little bit of the passing game. That has been different this year. They've had a tendency to start out a little more on the edges. We'll see what happens today. Right now they have four wide receivers, but all in close with Trudeau in the backfield. They're going to hand it to Buxton. Coming around behind Trudeau, gets to the left side, bounces off his own blocker, able to get forward for a gain of about three or four, but the Tigers are going to look at a third and four coming up. So we'll give them a three-yard gain on that run for Tyler Buxton. The Middlebury Tigers trailing 6-0. With 8:14 left to go in the first quarter, are looking at a third and four. And here comes Gettleman bringing his team up to the line. He's got four wide receivers, one running back, Trudeau, behind him as a fullback. And he calls it out. He's got a man in motion, Buxton, from the left to the right. He drops back looking for Buxton over on this left side and overthrows him. And that's no good. Tigers are going to be looking at a fourth down. And one would assume, even though they're across half field, one would assume they're going to be punting away. Middlebury Tiger football, 92.1 WVTK, is brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. They have parts for the car, truck, boat, and even 18-wheelers. And by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Tigers getting ready to punt away here, trailing 6-0 with 7:54 left to go in the first quarter. Wide Cameron standing back at about the 38-yard line, ready to kick it away to Rice Returner, standing at about the 20. He receives it. It's a nice punt going up. It's coming over to the near side of the field. Player has to go back for it. And this is Russo, who's already made an impact on the game, getting to the 30. Got a blocker at the 40. Got a man to beat at the 50. Gets dragged out as he gets across midfield. Rice, leading 6-0, is going to have very good field position to start their second possession. They're going to start at the Tiger 47-yard line. And Rice had started out by thumping the ball up the middle a couple times, four plays up the middle, and then it was a 55-yard strike from Burns to Russo. See what Rice does now. First and 10 from the Tiger 46. It's the big fullback try in the middle. He's going to get pulled back. Patrick Trudeau covering him up. That's going to be a loss of three on that play for Kimwanga Mafuta. So for right now, nice little stand by the Tigers. It's going to be second down and 13 coming up for the Rice Green Knights. They are right at the 50-yard line. Looking over to the near side here as Burns brings his team up to the line. Burns in with a shotgun. He's got Mafuta next to him. He's got a wide receiver off to the right and two other running backs on the right side of the offensive line. He gets the snap. He keeps it himself, does Burns. Tries the middle of the field. He's not going to get far, though. He's not even going to make it up to the original line of scrimmage before Wyatt Cameron jumps on him. However, there is a flag on that play, although it looks like the Tigers are going to decline it based on what Coach Smith is doing over on the far sideline. All right, now they're talking it over. Illegal procedure against the Green Knights, but as we said, based on Coach Smith's hand gestures there, it was declined. Rice coming up to the line. They're facing a third and long 11 coming up from their own, sorry, from the Tiger 47-yard line. It is Burns back in the shotgun. A Tiger moves early, though, before the snap comes. We'll see whether they say he was drawn offsides or whether the call will go against the Tigers. It's going to be offset against the Tigers. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty coming up. Rice is going to be looking at a shorter third down, but still quite a bit to make up. It's going to be third and 6 from the 44-yard line of the Tigers. And right now it is 6-0 with 6:34 left to go in the first quarter. Rice is leading the Tigers here at 92.1 WVTK. It's the first week of the playoff season, Vermont Division I quarterfinals. And it is Burns coming up to the line of scrimmage, one wide receiver off to the left. He flips into a running back behind him who gets slowed up by the high pitch. Tigers are going to stop him after no gain. No gain on that run by Connor Ritchie. Surprised so far that Richie's only touched the ball twice in this game. Connor Ritchie has been a dependable player for the Rice Green Knights for some time. It wouldn't be surprising to see them get him more involved. However, for Rice, it is a fourth down. Fourth down and about 7 to go. And they are going to be punting it away from the Tiger 42, looking to pin them back near the end zone. It's a decent punt. It's going back. It's going to bounce at about the 20, although it bounces off a Tiger Rice looks like they're going to try to cover it up. We'll see what happens at the end of this scrum on the ground. And it is Rice ball. That was a fumble on the punt return. Rice is going to get it at about the 24-yard line. So a punt fumble for Middlebury at 5:37 of the first quarter. And the Green Knights are going to take it over first and 10 from their own 24. And timeout is being called out here on the field. So we said there were a few things that were going to be essential in this game for the Tigers to win. And one of those things was going to be that they were going to have to get players out into space and make people miss. And they haven't had a lot of chances yet. They've had the offensive possession. The other thing they're going to have to do is not let Rice win at the point of attack. Rice has a bigger offensive line and fear of being able to push the Tigers around. And that has happened a little bit so far this game. On Rice's first possession, they ran the ball first and set up then a long 55-yard pass play for a touchdown. And Rice right now, although they hadn't moved the ball enough to not have to punt it, they did punt it away. It bounced off the Tiger hands, and now Rice were able to jump on it. And Rice is looking at first and 10. Timeout's over. Here they are coming back out of the field, just starting to rain a little bit more. It'll be important here for the Tigers to keep Rice off the board, because as conditions get worse in the afternoon, one would have to assume it will get harder and harder to score. You do not want to be behind the eight ball in that eventuality. And the rain is starting to pick up here in South Burlington. It is, as we said, first and 10, and it's Connor Ritchie trying the left side of the line, getting a nice hole upfield. Plowing forward. Don't think he got a decent amount there. Looks like he got about a 5-yard gain on that first down carry. It's going to be second and a long five coming up from Rice at about the 19.5-yard line. So far, Rice has had four different players carry the football so far this evening. 5 minutes and 2 seconds left to go in the first quarter here in South Burlington. The four-seeded Rice Green Knights are leading the five-seeded Middlebury Tigers by a score of 6-0. And here comes Burns with his team up to the line, looking to second and 5. He's got a man in motion, Ritchie, behind him. He takes it. He's going to look out. He's going to look downfield to a man open over at the far sticks, unable to complete it. Overthrown. And that's the first incompletion on the day for Ryan Burns. And so it is going to be third down coming up. Third and a long five coming up for the Green Knights from the Tiger 29-yard line. One would have to assume, based on the fact that Rice went for two on their first touchdown of the game, that they don't feel confident in their kicking game. In other words, it's going to be important for them to score touchdowns. So this is a two-down situation, one would expect. And it is Ritchie back in the shotgun. Mafuta on the right, one wide receiver on the left, two on the right, although one rolls over to the right, and now the quarterback's looking downfield. There's a wide open man right in the middle. It's Connor Ritchie, able to bring it down. That's going to be a first down, a gain of 6. Sorry, that did not go to Connor Ritchie. That went to John Russo. Russo's second catch of the night, 61 yards and one touchdown. And it is going to be first and 10 for the Rice Green Knights from the 12 or so of the Middlebury Tigers. Rice leading 6-0 and 4:28 left to go in the first quarter. And with that first and 10, they are coming up to the line here in South Burlington. The Burns is in the backfield with Mafuta next to him. Several wide receivers on each side. It's Mafuta going into the line. He's not fast, but he tries to plow his way through. And he might gain about 3 on that run. A little tough to see from the angle here. Yeah, it's going to be second down and about 8. Looks like they gave him 2 yards on that carry for Mafuta. Kimwanga Mafuta being able to provide with his size some pass protection back there, very likely for Ryan Burns as well. Second and 8 coming up for the Tigers. Looks like they can get a first down without scoring. And the quarterback takes it. He's going to take it himself and try the middle. Immediately wrapped up by a gang of Tigers, though. There are flags on the play, but for the Tigers, it was Spencer Catterett and Tristan Cannell making that tackle after about a 2-yard gain or so on the by the quarterback. But we'll see what the call is on the field. And they're waiting, all trying to figure it out here. Looks like it's going to go against Rice. A legal formation against Rice. That is going to be accepted by the Tigers, so it's going to be a substantial penalty, a 10-yarder. It's going to be second down. I apologize, but they'll only give them 5 yards. 5 yards, so it's going to be second down and 13 from the 17-yard line. And it is Burns back in the shotgun. He's looking downfield, looking to pass. He's got a man up his face. Oh, he gets absolutely crushed and then almost gets intercepted in the end zone. Just got leveled by Tristan Cannell. And then it got deflected off Simon Fisher. That's an incomplete. And now Rice is looking at a third down. 3:11 left to go in the first quarter. Rice leading 6-0 against the Tigers. Rice are deep in the Tiger territory, but it is third down. Third and long, about 13 yards from the 17-yard line of the Middlebury Tigers. Right now, one would have to assume that the Rice Green Knights are looking at a two-down situation here. If they don't get it on third down, they probably will not kick a field goal. They'll probably go for it. We'll see if they even reach that point. Burns back in the shotgun. Mafuta next to him. And then Burns clearly not happy. Delay of game penalty called against Rice. Certainly not what the Green Knight fans in the audience hope to see here as they're getting down the field but then getting discombobulated. It is going to be third and very long here for the Green Knights. It's going to be third and about 20 yards. Actually looking about third and about a little less. Third and about 18. And 3:11 left to go in the first quarter. It's Burns back in the backfield. Mafuta next to him. Burns dropping back, looking downfield, steps up in the pocket, throws it up high. He's got a man open, unable to connect. Another hit by the Tigers. And it's going to be fourth down. That was an incomplete, but the Tigers' defensive line right now able to get up right in the face of Ryan Burns when he tries to pass. So far, he is 2-4-5. For 61 yards and a touchdown. Pretty good statistically, but right now the Tigers are making his life difficult. And right now, big moment here in this game. The Tigers trailing by a touchdown with Rice deep in Tiger territory. Right now, if they can keep them from this very long pickup of about 18 yards, the Tigers will get the ball back. Burns calls for it. He's got a man in motion in front of him. There's going to be another flag here. I assume it's going to be a legal procedure against Rice. The only thing Rice could say they have going for them right now is even though things are falling apart with all these penalties, they're so far down in Tiger territory that although they are not going to probably score unless something really amazing happens here, at least when they give the ball back, they are not going to be in terrible field position. Would not be surprised to see them try to run something where they get a running back out to the outside, try to pick up some yards here. I think it's a lot to ask to try to pick up 20-some-odd yards on fourth down. But they're going to try. It is going to be well over 20 yards to gain here from the 27 of the Middlebury Tigers. It's Rice with the fourth down. Quarterback calls for it from the shotgun. Rolls out to his left. Needs a lot of time to get downfield. Able to throw it short over to the left side to a wide receiver. Gets drilled out of bounds. No call on that, though. It will be a gain. They went from the 27 to the 20, so that's going to be a 7-yard gain to John Rousseau, who's caught all of Rice's catches so far, but that's not enough for Rice. Ball goes over to the Middlebury Tigers. First and 10 for the Tigers from their own 20, and a chance to get something started. Tigers, with 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter, trail Rice by a score of 6-0. And here come the Tigers up to the line. There looks like they need a second to work it out. Gettleman is not under center. They're talking things over. Hope they do not get a delay of game. Nope, they're under the center. Tim Gettleman has two receivers to the right, two to the left, first and 10. Buxton in motion. It's going to be a pitch to Buxton, who goes over to the left side. Nice hole being opened up there. He's going to plow forward. That's going to be a gain of about 3 on that first down run for Tyler Buxton. So far tonight, the Tigers have actually only run 4 offensive plays. They did not have a successful first drive, and then they fumbled on the punt return that would have started up their second drive. So with the Tigers, 2:34 left to go in the first quarter, really looking to try to get something sustained right now. It is second and about 6 from the 25-yard line of the Tigers. Gettleman under center. He has two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. And it is C.J. Bryant behind him in the backfield. Man in motion from the right to the left. But Gettleman's going to keep himself and try the right side. And he's going to get wrapped up as he comes across the line of scrimmage. May have gone to first down, though. He's certainly going to be pretty close. Said it was Buxton. I will stick with, though. I believe it was Gettleman on that carry. They've corrected that. Good. Good to know when we're seeing things correctly. 7 yards there for Tip Gettleman. Or about six. They're actually looking at a 3rd and 1 coming up from the Tiger 29-yard line. So big play here for the Tigers to have a little bit of sustained offense. Tip Gettleman comes to the line. One fullback behind him. Bryant, two receivers to the right, two to the left. No one in motion. No, here comes Fisher from the right to the left. They're going to go to Bryant. He's going to try to get up the middle. He's trying to force forward. He is going to get the first down. C.J. Bryant, not a big guy, was able to get just enough. And it's first down for the Middlebury Tigers. 1:23 left to go in this first quarter. It's week one of the high school football playoff season. And the Tigers in this quarterfinal game are taking on the Rice Green Knights. Tigers right now looking at a 1st and 10 from their own 31-yard line. Gettleman under center with one fullback, four wide receivers. One comes in motion from the right to the left. He's going to hand it to the fullback, Bryant. Cutting up through the middle, getting a little bit of a hole, getting about 5 yards. It's going to be about 4 yards. It's going to be 2nd and 6 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. C.J. Bryant had a remarkable start to the season with a long touchdown run against Colchester. You had to feel like this was something big, explosive plays you're going to see every week. Teams kind of caught on to that a little bit, been very physical with him. He missed a game due to injury, looked a little weakened last week, but coming on here tonight. Gettleman under center looking at a 2nd down and 6. Gettleman drops back. He's going to throw it to Bryant, who is going to get absolutely smushed in the backfield. He will have lost enough yards to get back to the original line of scrimmage. That's a loss of about 5. It is going to be 3rd and 10 from the Tigers. For the Tigers, they are sitting at the 30-yard line of their own side of the field. And there will not be a play before the end of the quarter. At the end of one here in South Burlington, it is Rice leading Middlebury Tigers by a score of 6-0 on 92.1 WVTK.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Wow, summer sure went by fast.
Yep, now it's time to get that car checked out for winter.
The best way is our custom winter service, 30-point check that includes mounting your snows.
And don't forget to fluid film it before old man winter eats your car.
No kidding. And if anyone mentions this ad, I'll give you $20 off through September.
And we still have 24-hour towing in case you forget to check out your vehicle.
We also can do your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke. Mike's Auto. Elm Street, Middlebury.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two for one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
The Middlebury Tigers looking at 3rd and 10 from their own 31-yard line are set up to try to convert that. They have Tim Gettleman under center with four wide receivers. And it is going to come to Buxton on this near side. He's going to cut up the middle. He's going to gain the first down, get across the 40, get across the 50. He's going to get taken down at the 43. What a great gain there for the Tigers from the 32 to the 43. About 25 yards on that carry. For Tyler Buxton. Now that's certainly a way for the Middlebury Tigers to get started. And from that 25 yards, that's right. And so it's going to be 1st and 10 from the Tigers. Great job picking up that first down by Tyler Buxton. Tigers are now on the right side of the field looking at a 1st and 10 with a little bit of wind at their backs. Gettleman under center, three receivers to the right. He's going to roll right and look downfield. He's going to throw it up. He's got a man wide open. He catches him at the 20. It's Tyler Buxton untouched into the end zone. What a great pass there. 42-yard pass. Tim Gettleman to Tyler Buxton. 43-yard pass. That was certainly something the Middlebury Tigers needed to get that on the board. Tyler's had a good year receiving, started off without many yards, but has come on. He's got 5 receptions for 64 yards, had coming into that play. And now he is up that quite a bit. Middlebury coming on now. It's going to be Bodie Rubright to try the extra point. Tigers right now have tied the game 6-6, looking to go ahead here early in the second quarter. With Bodie Rubright's extra point. It's like a timeout being called on the field as they set this up. Let's just let you know that Middlebury Tiger football is brought to you in part by Monument Farms of Weybridge, for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. And by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store. And more. And by Denneker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Denneker, find new roads. And the Tigers, now having tied it up 6-6 early in the second quarter, are coming up for a field goal. It is Bodie Rubright setting up. White Cameron will be holding it for him.
Come on, Bodie!
Here comes the snap. It's down. The kick is up. The kick is good. It's 7-6 on 92.1 WVTK.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
The Middlebury Tigers have just taken a 7-6 lead with 11:20 left to go in the second quarter. Just kicked away to Rice. And they have dropped the Rice kick returner well back in their own space. It's going to be Rice at about the 25 taking over first and 10. Trailing by 1 point. It's going to be Rice with a first and 10 from their own 26. Rice looking to get some something strung together here against the Tigers, whose defensive line really came to play last drive. Got up in the face of the quarterback, Ryan Burns, made life difficult for him. Tigers looking to do so again, and it's Burns who has it. He's going to pitch it off to a running back coming up in the middle, gets stopped in the backfield. No real gain on that run. Now on the carry was number 25, Connor Ritchie. It's going to actually be a loss of about one on that play. Second and a long 11 coming up for Rice. Rice is sitting at their own 24-yard line. And Burns brings his team up to the line. He's back in the shotgun. He has Mafuta back there with him. He has a receiver on the right. Two running elder running backs in the backfield with him. And he's going to keep it himself as Burns get a nice hole up the middle till he runs into a combined pair of Tiger defensive backs there. It was Buxton on that hit. And it was a little bit of a gain there of Mafuta. About 7 yards or so. It's going to be a third and 4 coming up for Rice. Good hole there opened up by the Rice offensive line, however. LaFleur is not fast, but he was able to get in there and gain some yards. And it is third and 4 coming up for Rice. Quarterback's going to keep it himself, trying this near side. He's not going to be able to. It was Trudeau and Tristan Cannell coming up and putting the hit down. And that's going to be no real gain there on that play. It's going to be fourth down on that play. On the next play. And Rice is going to be punting it away. So the Tigers now leading by a point, 7-6, with 9:54 left to go in the second quarter. Now looking to get the ball back. The Middlebury returners are standing at the 30. They've advanced forward as the ball comes down. It bounces to the 44. Tyler Buxton's just going to let it roll. It looks like the punter must have gotten hit. And there was a boo from the Rice fans and a flag on the field. Right now, the Tigers have the ball at the 28. One would expect, though, that something's going to happen here. As they talk it over, it's going to be roughing the kicker called against the Middlebury Tigers. See how they work it out? And while they work that out, we'll let you know that Middlebury Tiger football is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Incorporated. For all your insurance needs on Washington Street in Middlebury, and by Autumn Gold Jewelry. Featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Autumn Gold on Main Street, downtown Middlebury, and at autumngoldjewelry.com. So they have the call is running into the kicker against Middlebury. It is going to make it a Rice first down. So there was a big swing. The Tigers, having just taken a one-point lead, were then also looking to get the ball back in fairly good field position. And as a result of running into that kicker, it's going to be first and 10 Rice from their own 37-yard line. Rice looking over towards the near sideline, getting the call in from the coaches. Coaches hand holding up some placards, some big piece of paper material with some plays on it. And it is Burns in the shotgun with several running backs. He's going to give it to Mafute off the middle. Big hole there for the fullback. He's kind of hung up by a gang of Tigers. Gets driven out. Big hole. Nice job by the Tigers to hang it on. But it was a gain of 7 there for Mafute. Big fullback getting bigger and bigger holes to run through as this game goes on. Right now for the Tigers, that was excellent work by their defense just to hang with the big player as they hung on to him as he pulled them along. It's going to be second and short coming up for Rice. They are sitting at their own, at their own 47-yard line. Here comes Rice up to the line, second and short from the 47. They need to make it to the 48. Mafute goes up the middle. We said he was getting bigger and bigger holes, and he did right there. That's going to be a 7-yard gain for Mafute. His last three carries have been for 7 yards. He's starting to get going downhill. Is the big fullback for Rice. The Tigers are going to have to start winning at the point of attack. We pointed that out as being one of the keys to the game. Now is one of the moments where that needs to rear its head. Rice looking at first and 10. They have crossed over midfield there. Now with the Tiger side of the field at the 46-yard line. And quarterback in the backfield looks downfield, throws it way up. It's just kind of an air ball. This is going to get... Oh, it actually got caught by two different players. We'll see how they decide it. They got caught by two different players. Not sure how they're going to work that out. And they're going to give it to Rice because it was a tied up ball. It belongs to Rice. So the pass went from the 46 all the way down to the 16. That was a 30-yard gain there for the Green Knights. Crowd is upset. They feel like Tyler Buxton had the ball in his hands first, and it's possible that he did. From our vantage points, they both kind of grabbed onto it at the same time. They're going to give the offense the benefit of the doubt. It's first and 10, and it's Mafute trying up the middle. He skids, though, on this wet surface. It's going to be no gain. Second and 10 coming up for Rice. However, with that big play, they are looking at second and 10 from the 16-yard line of the Tigers. Right now, Rice is trailing Middlebury. Middlebury has 7. Rice has 6 with 8:37 left to go in this first half. Rice threw up a bit of a prayer there, but were able to bring it in. The Tigers were not, at least according to the officials. And so it is 2nd and 10 coming up on the 16-yard line of the Tigers. It is Burns back in the shotgun. He looks to hand off to Mafute, but keeps it himself. Tried the left side, gets more for a gain of maybe 2. It's going to be 3rd and 7 or 8 coming up for Rice. Zach Dunn on the tackle for the Tigers. It's going to be third and about seven coming up here for Rice. They're sitting at the 13-yard line of the Tigers. 7:56 left to go in the first half. Tigers are leading Rice. Fifth-seeded Tigers are leading the fourth-seeded Rice Green Knights by a score of 7-6. Here comes Rice up to the line. Burns standing in a shotgun with Mafuta next to him. Two running backs on either side. One wide receiver over here on the near side. And it comes to him. He's going to look back. Quarterback gives a little juke. Then gets a big hole on the right side. Throws up a bit of a prayer to that near side. Goes in and out of the hands of Mason Coffin, who could have had an interception there, but was unable to bring it in. It's going to be fourth down coming up for Rice. Fourth and about eight, or maybe a long seven, coming up from the 13 of the Tigers. Rice, with no kicking game that we've seen yet, is probably going to go for it. And there's no evidence of a kicking team coming out, so sure enough, they are going to try to pick this up. And it is a fourth and eight for a long seven coming up from the 13-yard line of the Middlebury Tigers. Quarterback in the backfield with two running backs. He's going to give it to Mafuta. He's going to try the middle. He's not going to pick up the first down. It was a decent gain of about five, but he needed about eight. So it's going to go over to the Tigers. First and 10, deep in their own territory. First and 10 for the Tigers from their own 9-yard line. It's going to be important for them to pick up a first down or two, move it out of their end. Rice got on the board first in this game, a long 55-yard pass play from the quarterback Burns to the wide receiver Rousseau, but the Tigers answered early in the second quarter with T.J. Gettleman hitting Tyler Buxton for a 42-yard touchdown. And that was the scoring so far with 7:21 left to go in this first half. It's Tigers 7, Rice 6. Tigers with a first and 10 from their 9-yard line. Gettleman has it. He rolls out to his left. He's got a nice corner. He's able to get it. Oh, take it down for no gain, actually. Dropped down for a loss of no gain. Looked like he was going to be able to pick it up. It was Andrew Snell who pursued him over to the near corner and was able to take him down. It's going to be second and 10. Coming up, maybe even a loss of one coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. They are at their own 8.5 now. 6:55 left to go in the first half. Tigers leading 7-6, but looking at a second and long. Second and 11 coming up from the 8-yard line. Gettleman under center, two receivers to the right, two to the left. Thatcher Trudeau in the backfield behind him. Ian Plouffe moving in motion from the left to the right. And unless on the ground, Tyler Buxton lost it and fell into the end zone, and it was covered by a Rice defender for a touchdown. That was number 22, Rancho Stampani. Rancho Stampani was able to jump on it in the end zone. That is going to be a touchdown for Diampani. Fumble recovery, unless they say they can't advance it on the fumble. Nope, they've given it to him. He actually lost it in that end zone, and it fell backwards, so it wasn't advancing by the player. It just the ball rolled into the end zone. That's where Neapani was able to jump on top of it. Huge play for Rice so far today when the plays have gone one way or the other, which is kind of luck. So far, it's been the Rice Green Knights carrying the day, and the Rice Green Knights are now looking for two. And it's going to be the quarterback keeping himself, driving it up the middle. Looks like he was short. It is 12-7, Rice on 92.1 WVTK.
My name is Matt Byrong, and I'm running for state representative in Addison, Ferrisburg, Panton, Vergennes, and Waltham. As a lifelong Vermonter and small business owner, I know how hard it can be to get ahead. For the past few years, I've been visiting the State House regularly to make sure the voices of small businesses and their employees were being heard. I was tired of people who claimed to represent Vermont's small businesses saying they knew what was best. I joined the effort to bring paid sick days and a public retirement option to our Main Street businesses and employees because I believe an investment in our workforce is an investment in our local economy. As your representative, I will continue to advocate for policies that will help our business community expand and create new jobs. On November 6th, vote for Matt Byrong for state representative. A fresh perspective from a true Vermont small business owner.
Paid for by Matt Byrong for House Representative Rebecca Ray, Treasurer.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
Rice Memorial picked up a Tiger fumble in the end zone and made it 12-7. Middlebury is now going to be returning the ball on a kick return. It's Wyatt Cameron bringing the ball up, getting taken down at the 37. And that's where the Tigers are going to take over, trailing by 5 points. 6:27 left to go in the first half. Middlebury Tiger football is brought to you in part by the National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vergennes, Brandon, and Hinesburg, and online at mbvt.com. And also by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes. Are the Tigers needing to answer here? One thing we worried about was ball security with the rain and the Tigers' penchant for putting the ball on the ground recently. They just did that and gave Rice a touchdown. Here it's going to be important to get something going here. Their own 37-yard line. It's Gettleman rolling back, pump faking, then throwing downfield. He's got a man wide open. It was Cameron, but the defender came in his face at just the wrong time. Cameron was unable to bring it in. And it is going to be 2nd and 10 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers from their own 37-yard line. Tim Gettleman today has completed one pass for 42 yards. That was a touchdown. He has not completed his other two. 6:20 left to go in the half. Rice leading 12-7. Middlebury Tigers looking at a 2nd and 10 on their own 37-yard line. Gettleman bringing the team up to the line. He has his running backs for one of the first times tonight in the traditional double wing. One receiver off at either side. Gettleman has it. He's going to keep it to himself on the right side. Nice hole. Springs through the defense. He's running downfield. He's at the 40. He's 30. Oh, no. He puts the ball on the ground. If he's lucky, it's going to roll out. And because it can't be advanced on a fumble, it can't be advanced on a fumble, so it's going to come back to where he was when he fumbled. But even so, he got pretty lucky there. So he went from the 37 to the 25-yard line. That's going to be 35, 37 yards on that run by Gettleman. He got lucky, though, at the end. That thing squirted out. That could have been dangerous for the Tigers, but instead it worked out for them. They're going to be down on the 25. Rain starting to pick up here as we get near the end of the second quarter in South Burlington. Tigers trailing 12-7, but moving into well into Rice territory. It's 1st and 10 from the Rice 25. Gettleman under center with four wide receivers, one running back. One of those wide receivers goes into motion, but it's going to be C.J. Bryant trying the middle. And a gang of Rice Green Knights, including Mafuta, bringing him down. But a nice gain there. Looks like it was a gain of about 6 yards on that first down run by C.J. Bryant. It's going to be 2nd and 4 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. And looking over on the far sideline, getting the messages in from a variety of coaches. Looks like most vociferously gesturing is... That looked like a few folks over there, including, it's hard to see. All right, so the Tigers coming up to the line. It's Gettleman under center. He has Bryant in the backfield. Two receivers on the right, two to the left. One of those receivers, Buxton, comes to motion from the right to the left and is blocking for Gettleman because he's going to try the left side. He's getting driven back but turns upfield. He gets taken down. He ran so far backwards that even when he moved forward, he's only able to pick up about two. It is going to be 2nd and about 2 coming up, 3rd and 2. Coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. 5 minutes left to go in the first half. It is Rice leading 12-7 against the Tigers, but the Tigers are on the move, looking a 3rd and short, about 2 yards, coming up from their own, from the Rice 18-yard line. Tigers deep in Rice territory. Gettleman coming up under center. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. C.J. Bryant is the lone fullback behind Gettleman in the backfield. And it is going to be a timeout called on the field. It's going to be called by the Tigers. Clearly, Coach Dennis Smith wants to talk something over here. Middlebury Tiger playoff football at 92.1 WVTK is being brought to you in part by Lathrop Forest Products. With over 64 years of experience in the forests of Vermont, they have the skills and capability to consistently harvest timber. And by Foster Motors, home of the We Care people. Foster Motors on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Middlebury Tiger football is also brought to you in part by Woodware, offering the finest furniture, housewares, and accessories. Woodware on Route 7 South in Middlebury. And with 4:37 left to go in this half, a game that has been physical has also featured a few mistakes on each side and a few big plays. It's a game that's built up to its lived up to its billing as a 4-5 matchup in Division One. It's a close one. Right now, Rice is leading the Middlebury Tigers by 5 points. It's 12-7 with 4:37 left to go in the first half. It is third down for the Tigers, but third and not very long. It's third and about two from the Rice 18-yard line. Gettleman comes under center. He's got a running back behind him. He's going to give it to Bryant, who's moving forward. It looks like he might have gotten the first down. I think they're going to have to measure it. It's a tough vantage point where I am, but I think they're going to have to measure it. One would expect the Tigers are going to go for it, even if he did not pick it up. C.J. Bryan, who started off the year with a real barn burner against Colchester and has played well, did get nicked up a little bit, but has gotten a little powerful, was not able to pick it up, though. It is going to be fourth and one coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. And here they go. It's Gettleman trying the middle of that line. We'll see if they gave it to him. There's certainly going to have to be a measurement on this one as the raid starts to pick up here in South Burlington at Rice Memorial Catholic High School. It looks like it's a first down for the Tigers. A big play there. Gettleman picking it up. And it's going to be first and 10. The Tigers will have the ability to pick up a first down before they score because this is being held at the 15-yard line. That's where Gettleman's coming up under center. He has Bryant behind him. He has two other running backs in the double wing. It's Buxton and Plouffin going in motion from the left to the right. Gettleman's going to hand it to Bryant. Nice hole up the left side. Bryant's got people hanging on to him, but he does a nice job. Gets up to about the four. He's going to be very close to a first down. May almost be advantageous for the Tigers to have second and very short here, but looks like it's going to be a first down there for CJ. And after that run, it is going to be the Tigers trying to punch it in here from the 4-yard line. First and goal for Gettleman. He's got Bryant behind him with a single back. And he's going to hand it to Bryant, who tries on that left side, and it's a touchdown. 4-yard touchdown for C.J. Bryant. The Tigers are going to take the lead again. Tigers just having taken the lead 13-12 with 3 minutes left to go. 3:14 left to go in the first half. Interesting to see what they decide to do here. Just go for points and kick it. No real mathematical reason to try to go for two, considering that would put you ahead by three. Rice doesn't kick field goals, it doesn't seem, so a three-point advantage would be about as random as a two-point advantage right now. Sure enough, Bodie Rubright is going to come in to kick it, the extra point for the Middlebury Tigers. And the kick is up. The kick is no good. 13-12 Tigers, 92-1 WVTK.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
The Middlebury Tigers just took a one-point lead here near the end of the first half up here at South Burlington. Tigers leading 13-12 have kicked away to Rice. The ball kind of dribbled down the field. It was taken by an up man and downed immediately. Rice is looking at a first and 10 from their own 38-yard line. And here comes Ryan Burns up to the line. He's actually back in the shotgun with three running backs and two wide receivers. He's going to be handed to Bufuta up the middle. Bufuta's trying now to dodge to the left. No real gain. Maybe a gain of about one on that play. For Kimwanga Mafuta. It's going to be second and nine coming up for Rice. They are on their own 39-yard line. Middlebury Tigers have done a nice job overall today against Rice. They've only allowed one offensive touchdown. The other Rice touchdown came on a fumble recovery in the end zone. And is Burns back in shotgun. He gets it. He's going to keep it himself behind the lead block of Mafuta. There is going to be a flag flying in on that play, though. Wasn't much of a gain, maybe about one for Burns. We'll see what the call is. Looks like it's probably going to go against Rice based on their body language. Call came in from the judge standing way back behind the secondary of the Tigers. See whether it was a hold, and it was a hold against Rice. Probably an illegal block in the back, they're calling it. And that's going to march back against Rice. It's going to be a 10-yard penalty for Rice. Certainly not what they needed right now. It's going to be second and...
Take it to the house!
Second and about 17 coming up here for the Rice Green Knights. 2:27 left to go in the first half. Rice is trailing 12-13 to the Middlebury Tigers. Rice is looking at second and 17 from their own 30-yard line. Quarterback back in the shotgun. He's going to throw a little swing pass over to his receiver. And his receiver drops it. They're lucky that it went forward. It was very close to a lateral pass. Had he not caught it, he didn't catch it. Had he not picked it up and it had been a lateral, could have been considered a fumble. But in this case, they said it went forward. Simply a pass incomplete. But for Rice, certainly not where they want to be. Looking at a third and 17 coming up from their own 30-yard line.
Come on, defense, one more!
Really, we're like third and 18, actually. They have to get to the 48-yard line, and they're at the 30. Tigers are playing a very soft coverage here with lots of linebackers and defensive backs back, but it's a pitch to the running back who loses more yardage. That's going to be a loss of about three going to Connor Ritchie. And they're going to have to punt it away to the Tigers. Right now, the Tigers' defense really firming up against the Rice Green Knight offense. 1 minute 56 left to go in the first half. Tigers leading 13-12. They're about to get the ball back. Simon Fisher and Tyler Buxton are standing at their own 35-yard line, waiting for the punt to come from the Rice kicker. He's standing at about the 15-yard line. And the kick's going to come from Rajos Nipani. And the snap is up. The punt is going to be fairly short. In fact, it's going to float out of bounds on the Rice side of the field. Tigers are going to have excellent field position with a minute 30 left to go. Be great for the Tigers to get some points on the board here. With a minute 30 and less than half the field to go, one could hope they could even pick up a couple first downs and at least try a field goal. Bodie Rubright has, well, being a little inconsistent so far this year with extra point, has shown some leg. It would be interesting to see if the Tigers could tack another three on here, at least going forward. 1:30 left to go in the first half. Tigers leading 13-12, setting up first and 10 on the 50-yard line. That was a very advantageous spot for Rice. I thought it floated out of bounds well before the 50, but that's where they said it was. That's where the Tigers will take over. Gettleman looking at a first and 10. Two receivers on the left, two to the right. Bryant, the lone running back in the backfield until Buxton moves behind. Bryant's going to try up the middle. He's going to get dropped after about a two-yard gain. Ran into the line. The defensive line of Rice coming in and converging on him. C.J. Bryant just scored the last touchdown for the Tigers. A four-yard run that put the Tigers ahead 13-12, which is where they are at the moment. Tigers are looking at a second and eight coming up. They are on the 48-yard line of the Rice Green Knights. They need to pick up 40 yards to get a new set of downs. Gettleman coming up to the line. He's got two running backs behind him, three wide receivers, two to the left, one to the right. He asks for it. He drops back, looks downfield, pump fakes, then cuts up the middle. It's the linebackers that get to him, though, before he could get far. It was Will Bond on the tackle. Gettleman may have gained about one there, but it's going to be third and seven coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. Right now, time's ticking off the clock. 33 seconds left to go. Keep in mind, the Tigers will have the ball for the second to start the second half. Right now, looks like they'd love to run a play, though. It is third and seven from the 47-yard line of the Green Knights. Tigers have it. Gettleman asks for it. He drops back. He looks downfield. He's getting pursued by a few Green Knights. Now he's at the 40. He slipped. Now he's at the 38. He's got people all over him. He throws it out to the sideline. One would have to expect they call it intentional grounding, but they did not. It is going to be fourth down with 7 seconds left to go. I think Gettleman got away with one there. He threw it out to the near sideline. No one was in the vicinity, but the Tigers are certainly taking that lack of a call. And Tigers will punt away, one would expect, with 7 seconds left to go. But maybe not. Maybe they'll go for it. We'll see. Right now they're in a huddle, so it's hard to tell. Tigers are leading 13-12 with halftime about to come, and they are going to punt. Cameron is sitting at his own 37-yard line. The returner for Rice is at about the 20. Actually, he's squeezing all the way up, watching for a fake punt. Rice is just going to let it bounce downfield. It's going to hit at the 10. It's going to roll down to the 5. And that's going to end it for half. At halftime, it's the Middlebury Tigers leading the Rice Green Knights by a score of 13-12 on week one of the playoffs, the Division One. You're listening to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the cold weather sets in. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the part you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price. Quick service and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast along with the solid advice. See Brad and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice, Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
Hi there, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. It's the Ram Power Days and the Jeep Adventure Days here at Foster Motors, and I want to invite you into our dealership to find a vehicle that works for you. I could sit here and throw out all kinds of discount and amazing payments on vehicles for like 30 seconds, or I could just offer you our services. Great deals on new, pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans, and great trade values at a dealership that is there for you. Come in to Foster Motors. Sit down with a member of our sales staff and see why we are much more than just a name on a mud flap. And always remember, at Foster Motors...
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
The MUHS Tigers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
It's halftime at South Burlington. The Middlebury Tigers coming in at the number 5 seed, taking on the number 4 Rice Memorial Green Knights. And it has lived up to the billing as a 4-5 matchup should. It is a close game. At halftime, the Middlebury Tigers leading Rice by a score of 13-12. And we're very excited here at halftime. We're being joined by a friend of WVTK, Austin Danforth. He'll join us in a moment here on halftime and give us a few thoughts about what's happening all across Vermont sports this weekend. But a little recap of what's happened so far in this game. One score in the first at 9:23 left to go in that quarter. A 5-play, the first drive of the game. It was the quarterback, Ryan Burns, throwing the ball to John Russo for 55 yards. No good point after. And the score at that point was 6-0 Rice. But Middlebury got on the board. 11:20 left to go in the second quarter. It was a 42-yard touchdown reception for Tyler Buxton from Tim Gettleman. And it was a Rubright kick was good. And the score at that point was 7-6. Then with 6:34 left to go in the first, a Tyler Buxton fumble as he was receiving the ball from Tim Gettleman, ended up in the end zone. Rejas Neapani jumped on it in the end zone. The extra point was no good. It was a two-point conversion attempt. And the score at that point was Rice 12, Middlebury 7. But Middlebury got on the board last in the first half with 3:14 left to go, aided by a Tim Gettleman long run that the Tigers narrowly managed to avoid a fumble at the end of that. C.J. Bryant capped it off with a 4-yard run. Bodie Rubright's kick was no good. The score at that point was 13 points for the Tigers, 12 for the Green Knights. And that's where we sit at halftime. So that's the scoring here. We're going to step aside for a moment. But when we come back at halftime, we're going to chat with Austin Danforth of the Burlington Free Press. It's Middlebury Tiger playoff football on 92.1 WVTK.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Virgins. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
This is Middlebury Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And it's halftime up here at South Burlington. The Middlebury Tigers taking on the Rice Green Knights, week one of the quarterfinals. Tigers leading at halftime by a score of 13-12. And as I've said a few times, we're joined by a special guest here. I looked up and there's Austin Danforth looking to get warm and dry under my canopy. So welcome to the broadcast, Austin.
Hey, yeah, it's great to be here. Great to be dry. Great to be as warm as you can be here.
What do you think of the game so far?
It's about what I'd expect, yep. Given the conditions, you know, the time of year. I think Rice a little banged up. I think they're two big guys inside there, Makuza and Eaton. They're both not playing. I think Eaton went out early. Makuza didn't dress. So I would say advantage Tigers right now. I think the play has shown that out. I mean, aside from the fumble, we're looking at one touchdown Tigers lead instead of 1 point.
Yeah, it feels like a game where it's kind of reflecting both team seasons. I mean, they do good things for a drive, and then another drive, you're like, and that's kind of how the season's gone for both of them. But, you know, one of the things we love about having you join us is getting to talk a little bit about other sports, and wondering any thoughts on what's gone on this weekend that's kind of stood out for you.
Folks in the VTK area, they would probably be interested to hear that the Mount Abe girls soccer team is up 2-0 at Harwood right now, but that's still in progress. Earlier this morning, number 7 Essex knocked out number 2 Mount Mansfield in girls soccer in PKs. I believe it was 3-1 or 4-1.
Oh, wow, 7-2. That's quite a...
After a scoreless draw. Elsewhere, I think CBU is up 3-0 on BHS early in the second half. Last night, I'm looking at the scores from last night. St. Johnsbury, who's probably the best number 6 seed in the history of high school football.
I quoted you guys on that earlier in this podcast.
they got business done there in Hartford, 30-0.
Wow.
That was...
And that defense has not been their calling card. They've been an offensive team.
Right, and I think they got a couple guys back that weren't there the first couple weeks. But Jake Cady, he went over 3,000 yards for the season.
Wow.
I think he's sort of the front runner for player of the year.
Really remarkable considering how much he runs. I mean, against the Tigers, he did a lot of his damage on the ground.
Yeah, he's definitely a dual threat guy. And then down in Fairhaven, the largest margin of victory and most points scored in a Vermont high school football playoff game, Fairhaven beat Spalding 77-0.
Wow.
And that was another 2-7 game. Noteworthy there as well, Slater's quarterback Cam Kaluti went over 10,000 yards for his passing for his career.
Wow.
And threw touchdown number 100 for his career.
I remember early on in my broadcasting bit here, early on watching a game Tigers were playing, and it was Cam Kaluti's older brother who was playing for them.
His cousin.
Throwing it all around the field. You're like, wow, these Kaluti's, they just come in waves.
They're
a talented family.
They do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so it's been a fun postseason already.
Sure.
I think last night there was a couple 12-13 matchups in boys soccer. I know the Tigers soccer team, they had to deal with number 13 Middlebury.
Yeah.
Number 13 BHS.
BHS. So I think ended up, for when I checked on the score yesterday, it's only BHS had won now.
2-0, yep.
2-1, I think, maybe. Or 2-0.
Yeah, I think. Let's see. I got all the scores.
But it was a scrappy 2-1, game. 2-1. It was really nice. It was a game, I know your soccer guy, it was a game that I thought featured a lot of possession. By both teams. You know, sometimes I critique a lot of Vermont soccer teams for just kind of booting and running after it.
Not the most sophisticated.
No, but it really was. It was a highlight. It was a really fun game to watch for those two seeds. So certainly today, the stories from the Tiger perspective are going to be this game and then Mount Mansfield. Kind of funny how the brackets kind of worked out at the end of the regular season. I don't think people saw Mount Mansfield coming in terms of being that number one seed at
right.
the end.
Right, yeah, and it looks like Mount Mansfield is up 13-8 on Colchester right now.
Okay.
That game started at 1:30.
Colchester also a pretty good 8 seed.
They're a sneaky 8, but I think of all the teams that made the playoffs, they had the easiest schedule.
Sure.
I would put that out there right now. I would heavily favor Mount Mansfield just because they have a great dual threat. They can hit you in the air.
Yep.
They have a bunch of options out on the out wide that get downfield. With Asa Carlson pulling the strings there at quarterback. And then Jarek Hackney is one of the best runners in the state. He's got power and speed where he can blow through a tackle and then run away from the secondary. So they're a pretty special squad. But, yeah, them locking up the one seed the way they did was a bit of a surprise. And it's one weird thing about the way this year's bracket worked. You got the day games and the night games.
Yeah.
And there's the daytime side of the bracket and the nighttime side of the bracket. So
there is, which is interesting for our Saturday afternoons, but you were going to end up somewhere anyway today.
Exactly.
It wasn't necessarily.
We could be in trouble next weekend when it's championship Saturday and there's a bunch of football semifinals trying to play as well.
That's true. That's a great point, right? There are a lot of other places that you have to kind of figure out where to go. And as we speak, it seems like we have a little bit of ice, maybe a little bit of snow action coming down. So a couple minutes before halftime, Austin, what are you going to looking for the second half here of this football game?
I mean the big plays of Tyler Buxton have been pretty crucial for the Tigers to get the ball. I mean a couple games, sure, on third and long, second and long, and then obviously the touchdown pass there. I liked what they were doing late with CJ Bryant. The speed he has at the fullback position is pretty
absolutely
impressive. So I think, you know, what Tiger fans have come to expect, where you're mixing up some stretch plays, some counters, and then punch him right up the middle with that fullback dive.
Yep.
The way that half was going after that early Rice touchdown, it's definitely advantage Tigers.
Yeah, and it feels like it. I think one thing in my mind the Tigers are going to have to do is not get too conservative. You know, this is not a classic Tigers team where they want to pound it all the time, and I think they're going to have to keep looking for creative ways,
yes,
to get into people's hands. Generally, of late, that's been Buxton, where they've been,
right,
moving around. I would expect, this is just for you, I would expect at least one halfback option pass the second half.
Yeah, I've noticed
Buxton
those.
Throwing that out to and somebody.
I also really like what the Tigers have done on defense. They really have bottled up that read option that Rice likes to run with Burns and I think it's Mafuda.
Yep.
And so, like aside from a couple of those fluky jump balls down the field, the second one looked like Snell picked off over
a
interception from Buxton. I thought Buxton had that thing for sure.
But once it's got to both people at the same time,
yeah,
they give it one way. Well, we are going to step aside, and we'll be back for the second half here. Thanks to Austin from the Free Press. We're going to step aside. It's going to be the second half here. Middlebury Tiger football at 92.1 WVTK.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two for one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
This is Middlebury Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And here comes the rain again, falling our heads up here in South Burlington. 2 minutes left to go before the second half. Middlebury Tigers leading the Rice Green Knights by a score of 13-12 up here at Rice Memorial High School. Just want to give another thank you to Austin Danforth of the Burlington Free Press, with Bruce off on his own this weekend, off on assignment. Nice to have somebody come in at halftime and chat us up a little bit. So always great to have Austin join us. Always appreciate what he and Alex Abrami are able to join us. Nice relationship we have there with the Burlington Free Press. Well, it's second half, and the rain is starting to come down. It was snowing a minute ago. Now it has turned into rain. And the Rice Green Knights are going to be kicking away two of the Middlebury Tigers here to get it started. Tigers are leading 13-12. They have been trailing 7-12 late in the second quarter, when, aided by a Gettleman 37-yard run, C.J. Bryant ended up running in for 4 yards. Bodie Rubright's kick was no good. The score at that time and the score now, 13-12. Offering some people a little spot under my board here if they need it. All right, here we go. Ready to kick it off. It is the beginning of the third quarter. It's the quarterfinals. Tigers leading 13-12. And right now the ball goes off the hands of Tyler Buxton as he's trying to return the kickoff. He's at the 22. He's able to get a nice hole at the 30. He's swinging at the 40. It's a foot race at the 50. Now he's at the 40. Man's going to be able to bring him down at the 30. But what a return. What looked like a disaster there on the kick return at first for Tyler Buxton ends up turning out very well for the Tigers. And the Tigers are looking at first and 10. From the Rice 30-yard line. Austin Danforth said he expected Tyler Buxton to keep being involved in the second half. What a way for Buxton to start it off. That was about a 50-yard return or so for Buxton. That's certainly a way for the Tigers to start it off. And now it's first and 10 for the Tigers. Gettleman with the ball at the Rice 30 and a half yard line. Gettleman calls for it. He drops back. He throws it to the near side. It's Zach Dunn with the football, managing to get a few yards on that carry. We're going to gain, or that catch, we're going to give him a gain of 3 on that catch. That is the second reception by a Tiger receiver on the day. First reception was a 42-yard touchdown pass from Gettleman to Buxton. 11:24 left to go in this third quarter. We're just getting started the third quarter. Right now, Tigers are leading 13-12. Tigers, the fifth seed in Division One, taking on the Rice Memorial Green Knights, also at 5-3, the number four seed. Gettleman under center. He's going to hand it off to Thatcher Trudeau, who's going to get no gain, maybe 1 yard gain on the play. It's going to be third and 8 coming up from the 28-yard line of the Rice Green Knights. And the Tigers looking at this third and long, third at about 8. Maybe a 7.5 or so. Looking over at the far sideline where they're getting messages in from their coaches. And Gettleman under center. He's got three running backs in the double wing. He's got a receiver, Dunn on one side, Cameron on the other. It is Fisher in motion from the left to the right, trying the right side, able to turn upfield. He's getting through a few tackles, getting a gain of about 4 before he's brought down. It's going to be third and a long 2 for the Tigers. And that was, surprisingly, Simon Fisher's first carry of the afternoon for the Tigers. And it is going to be a Tiger! Down seems to have disappeared here. It's fourth down and 3. I thought it was third. I apologize to the listeners at home. Fourth down. Big play here for Gettleman. They are sitting at their own, or it's a Rice 25-yard line. And they're going to try to move forward. They are not, it looks like, going to pick up the first down. That ball's going to go over to Rice. The Tigers were unable to convert. And it's going to be first and 10 Rice. Rice is trailing by a point. It's 13-12. The Tigers in the lead. 9:34 left to go in the third quarter. Middlebury Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury. Looking for a new home? Visit ChamplainValleyProperty.com. And Rice is going to run to the right side here as the runner, the quarterback, keeps it. Burt's going to give up 5 yards on that first down run. It's going to be second and 5 coming up for Rice. Rice trailing by a point, looking at second and 5 from their own 29.5 yard line. Burns back in the shotgun with Mafuta next to him. Two running backs nearby. A wide receiver off to the left, and it's Mafuta trying the middle, getting into a gang of Tigers. It's going to be no gain on that second yard run. It's going to bring up a third and 5 for Rice. Tiger football is also brought to you in part by Mike's Auto and Towing for all your car care needs and more. See them online at mikesautomid.com. That's Mike's Auto Mid. Rice right now looking at a pretty important 3rd and 3 coming up. They've been able to convert about a fair amount of the time on 3rd down here today, but have not been able to sustain many long drives. It is the quarterback, Burns, back in the shotgun with two running backs. He drops back and throws it up downfield. It's kind of just a tunnel ball, intercepted, tipped back to Zach Dunn. Zach's taking the ball and returning it all the way down to the 15-yard line. Looked like it was tipped by one of the defensive backs. Dunn was able to catch it and return it. Tigers are going to take over first and 10 from the Rice 16-yard line. So far today, when they have asked Burns to throw the football, he has absolutely just thrown it up. And it's been a guess on whoever is going to come down with it. If I was Rice, I would not be throwing it particularly much, given his lack of ability to put together a real clean throw. First and 10 for the Tigers, a little bit miraculously from their own 18-yard line. Sorry, from the Rice 18-yard line. Simon Fisher trying to get right up the middle. On that first down run, he gains about 9 yards. It's going to be second and short coming up for the Tigers. They're within the 10-yard line. It's going to be second and 2 coming up for the Tigers. So for the Tigers, that was exactly what they needed here. Second and 2 from the 9.5-yard line or so. Gettleman under center. He's got three running backs in the double wing. Two tight ends with their arms down on the line. Gettleman has it. He's handing it back to Fisher. Fisher's trying up the middle. He's plowing forward. Touchdown! Middlebury Tigers. Simon Fisher with a 9-yard touchdown run. He had not touched the ball on offense so far today. And he comes into this third quarter, gets 24 yards. And a touchdown right off the bat. Snow is now coming down. Some sort of sleetish sort of thing coming down here. The Tigers are taking more of a lead. They're looking to go ahead by 8 points. Bodie Rubright coming up, getting ready to kick the extra point. And it's up. It is good. It's 20-12. Tigers on 92.1 WVTK.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a friendly reminder that hunting season is fast approaching. Drop by the shop and find great deals on bows, rifles, handguns, and muzzleloaders. We carry top brands. Make sure you're ready for opening day with a variety of hunting accessories to help you bag that trophy of a lifetime. Also, check out some great deals on season-ending fishing gear as well. Come on in and get ready for your next Vermont fishing or hunting adventure. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe. Thanks and have a great day.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at champlainvalleyproperty.com.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
With 7:24 left to go in the third quarter, the Middlebury Tigers have taken a 20-12 lead on the Rice Green Knights. They have kicked it away to Rice. Rice did not return it. And it's Rice with a first and 10 from their own 28-yard line. The last possession, it was an interception by Zach Dunn off the tipped football that gave the Tigers great field position. It was a Simon Fisher 9-yard run that got the even better lead for the Tigers. But right now, Rice is looking to answer. It is the quarterback, Burns, keeping the ball himself, running up the middle. Short gain, though, only a gain of about 2.5. Down carry.
Gain of 2. Simon Fisher on the stop.
Simon Fisher on the stop for the Middlebury Tigers. And right now it is coming up. It's going to be second and 8 for the Rice Green Knights. Precipitation is starting to come down more. It is certainly cold outside for late October. Tough situation to keep your hands on the ball. What do we expect to see? A little bit of sloppy play here in the second half. It's going to be a pitch over here to fullback coming around the corner. Gets taken out of bounds after a gain of about 4 yards. That was a 4-yard run by number 25, Connor Ritchie. So it's Mason Kaufman who drove him out of bounds. It is going to be second. Actually, it was a nice pickup there. It's going to be second down and 2. Third down and 2 coming up. It's close enough where I guess they're going to measure it, but it looks like the sticks on. They keep moving the sticks around here. Now they're saying it. We'll see what they say here. It looked like there was full a couple yards there from where the stick had been. As they measure, we'll let you know. The Middlebury Tiger football on WVTK is brought to you in part by Mike's Fuels of Bridgeport and Brandon. For all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridgeport and in Brandon. And also by Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury. And it is going to be third and very short coming up here for the Green Knights. Third and just a tiny bit. One would expect a quarterback keeper here, and sure enough, they are going to pick up the first down pretty easily. If you can call cramming your body between a bunch of big people and slamming into each other easy, they were able to pick it up there. It ended up being a two-yard gain for the quarterback, Ryan Burns. And this back-and-forth battle continues. The Tigers leading to 20-12. Now we're looking at Rice with a first and 10 from their own 41-yard line. It comes back to Burns. Mafuta up the middle. Big hole up the middle for the fullback. Spinning around with people all around him. Gets brought down after a gain of about 5, maybe 6. On that first down carry, it's going to be second and a long four coming up for Rice. Second and four for Rice. 6 minutes left to go in this third quarter. Tigers leading 20-12, but Rice is on the move. They're looking at a second and four from their own 48-yard line. And it's dropped back. The ball is on the ground, and they are going to cover it up. But it almost got taken over to the Tigers. That was a loss of 6. It's going to be third down and 10. They're getting back to their original line of scrimmage on that set of plays. Well, we're going to give them 9, actually, based on where the sticks are. Third and 9 coming up for Rice. 5:27 left to go in this third quarter. Rice is trailing the Tigers 12-20. Third and 10 coming up. Burns back in the shotgun. He's got a gang of tight end slash half H-backs over on the right side. Movement all over the place. Who's it going to be against? C.J. Bryant came across the line. Tigers are saying it was against the Green Knights, and it was. So that's going to back Rice even more. One thing that Rice has not done well today has been particularly disciplined when it came to penalties. They have certainly had more penalties than the Tigers, and right now it's hurting them. Such a close game. Things like penalties and ball security are what you need. Rice put the ball on the ground, which got them back to the original line of scrimmage. Now they've walked back 3 more yards. 4 more yards. It's 3rd and 14 coming up for Rice at their own 37. And the quarterback slips as soon as he gets the ball. No gain there. It's going to be 4th down. They're going to be punting it away to the Tigers. Right now, the conditions are worsening quickly, it seems, for the players. And it's getting particularly sloppy right between the 30 and 45-yard line on the east side of the field. I believe it's east, the right side of the field. And the snap is up. The punt is up. It's going to be fairly short this cold weather. Buxton Fair catches it at the 46. That's where the Tigers are going to take over, leading by 8. It's 20-12 with 4:31 left to go in the third quarter.
Here we go, offensive line!
The sky has opened up with a wintry mix. And here come the Tigers looking at first and 10 from their own 41-yard line. Gettleman's got 2 wide receivers close in to the left, 2 to the right, 1 running back, Bryant to the backfield. Now Buxton moves to the right, but it's going to be Fisher coming back to the middle, turning upfield on that right side, getting the first down and continuing the run, getting down to the 40. They went from the 41 on one side to the 46 on the other. That was a nice gain there of 15 yards there for the Tigers. Sorry, 13 yards for the Tigers. Nice game there by Simon Fisher. He's having a good third quarter. He's got 39 yards and a touchdown. Here comes Gettleman up under center. Tigers have a first and 10 from the 46 of the Rice Green Knights, leading 20-12 with 4:23 left to go in the third. Gettleman has it. He hands it up the middle to a fullback. We'll see who that fullback was. Got about a four-yard gain. I think that was C.J. Bryant with a four-yard gain for the Tigers.
Brings up second down, Danny Pace, second and seven.
It is second and seven coming up for the Tigers from the 43. Gettleman coming under center. He's got three running backs in the double wing. He's got a receiver off to the left, receiver off to the right. Buxton goes in motion from the right to the left. It's going to be Gettleman keeping it over on that right side. Slipped before he was able to get to the first down marker, but able to recover. Was he able to get it? Either way, it's going to be very close. Looks like it was a little short. Looks like it's going to be a third and one coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. And third and two coming up. The Tigers are sitting at the 37 of the Rice Memorial Green Knights. Tigers looking for this third and two. They've got Gettleman under center, three running backs in the, kind of an unmodified double wing. And right now there's a timeout taken by the Middlebury Tigers, which gives us an opportunity to tell you the Middlebury Tiger football on WVTK is brought to you in part by Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury, with a drop-off location in Virgins, and by J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete. Always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363. Of course, J.P. Carrera is our longtime sponsor, our J.P. Carrera Player of the Game, where every week we find the best player out there, one of the best for the Tigers, bring them up and interview them, and honor them at the end of the season at the Tiger Football Banquet. So all thanks to J.P. Carrera for that. Here come the Tigers looking at third and two. Well on the Rice side of the field there at the Rice 36-yard line. It's going to be a pitch out to Fisher. Fisher gets caught in the backfield by Rice. It's going to be fourth down. That was a loss of about four on that play. The pitch out took Fisher so far back, and the ground is so slippery that once he tried to move upfield, he really had no opportunity to do it. It's going to be third and about six coming up here for the Middlebury Tigers. Fourth and about six coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. They have a decision to make. It looks like they're going to try to go for it here. Let's see what they do. Nope, they are going to be putting it away. It's going to be Wyatt Cameron standing at his own 48-yard line. I would look for a potential punt fake here. We'll see what happens. It's up. He calls for it. He is going to punt it. Again, in this cold weather, not a real long putt, but it's going to be very useful for the Tigers. It's going to bounce. It's going to roll into the end zone. Almost covered there. Looks like that was Nick Clark down the end of the field, who was unable to save it. And Rice is going to have the football from the 20. 2:07 left to go in the third quarter. Middlebury Tigers, the number 5 seed, are leading the number 4 seed Rice Memorial Green Knights by a score of 20-12. It's quarterfinal football here in Vermont. And it's getting colder and snowier as we speak. And with this first and 10 from their 20, it's Burns back in the shotgun, going to Mafuta up the middle. Finds a nice hole over on the right side. He's got a bunch of Tigers on him. And that was a five-yard gain for Mafuta. There may be something pretty positive in here for the Rice Green Knights. Mafuta is such a solid straight line runner. And right now with these conditions, straight line running is what you want. It's very, very hard to cut, particularly where the Rice Green Knights are set up right now at their own 25. Kind of the middle of the field between the hash marks is pretty muddy. Want to expect a lot of Mafuta. And it is Mafuta in the backfield with the quarterback Burns. The snap comes to Burns, immediately into Mafuta's hands. He's trying the right side, turning upfield, getting a nice hole on that side, but brought down by the Tigers. Fairly quickly was Buxton able to come up and really stop Mafuta for no gain. Nice job there by Tyler Buxton. Well, it was a gain of about two. But Buxton able to get that. It looked like it was going to be a lot more for Mafuta, but Buxton with his speed able to close the gap. Minute 4 left to go in the third quarter. Tigers leading 20-12. Rice looking at a third and 3 from their own 18-yard line. Here comes Rice up to the line. They have their quarterback Burns in the backfield in the shotgun. Three running backs with Burns, one wide receiver on either side. Burns has it. Burns going to try it himself. He's going to go forward. It's going to be close to a first down, but it's not going to be. It looks like no real gain on that carry. Maybe about one. It's going to be fourth and a long one. Maybe two coming up for the Green Knights. Big play here. One would expect Rice probably to punt it away and being a one-possession game at the moment. Don't want to give the Tigers great field position going into the fourth quarter. Tigers should be cognizant of a fake here, but it is going to be a punt. Actually, a pretty good punt. Driving Tyler Buxton back to his own 31 where he turns upfield, gets a nice hold out, and he's pounding through people again at the 40, at the 30. Now he cuts back behind the punt. Unbelievable! What a kick return for Tyler Buxton. Absolutely fantastic. 70-yard kick return, 69-yard kick return, touchdown for Tyler Buxton. What a game the young man is having. Punt return, actually, 69-yard punt return for Tyler Buxton. A dangerous return, man, and the Tigers right now have to be feeling pretty good about things. Up 26-12. Coming out, they're going to give Bodie Rubright a chance here.
Rubright can kick the extra point to the Tigers.
And Rubright in for the kick. The kick is up. The kick is... no good. 26-12 on 92.1 WVTK.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the cold weather sets in. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the parts you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, quick service, and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast along with the solid advice. See Brad and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice, Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
In a cold and sloppy environment here in South Burlington, probably not surprising that scoring has come in interesting ways. And it certainly did right then. It was a 69-yard kick punt return for a touchdown for Tyler Buxton. And right now the Tigers have taken control of this game, leading 26-12, kicking it off to start the fourth quarter. They kick it off to an up man who's crossing across the 40, getting to about the 43, getting to the 44. A whole bunch of Tigers all try to stack him up. And it's going to be at the 46-yard line that Rice is going to take over, trailing by a total of 14 points. It's 26-12 right now. So Rice trailing by two touchdowns. 11:48 left to go in the game. It's just the beginning of the fourth quarter. Right now for Rice, they have not had a lot of explosive offense. Keep in mind, they've only scored one touchdown on offense. The other one came from a picked-up fumble recovery. Picked-up fumble in the end zone. And right now it's the quarterback Burns handing it to Mafuta up the middle. Mafuta's going to get a nice little burst there. About a 6-yard gain. It's going to be second and a long four coming up right around midfield for the Rice Green Knights. Middlebury Tigers have to like where they're sitting in this game. Ahead by two touchdowns. The weather conditions worsening as we speak. 11:22 left to go. Feel good about where they are. Burns has it. He throws it to a running back in the backfield. He's getting pursued by a bunch of Tigers. He gets thrown down there by Josh Kerr on the tackle. And that's going to be a loss of two for John Rousseau.
They'll bring up third down and nine.
A And it is going to be third and nine coming up here for the Green Knights. They are sitting right around midfield, actually at about their own 48-yard line. Third and nine coming up. And it's back to Burns. He hands it to Mifuda up in the middle, who doesn't get a whole lot. Gets cut down after a gain of about two. It's going to be three. It's going to be a fourth and six coming up from exactly midfield. So a humongous play here for the Rice Green Knights. See what they decide to do. They're trailing by 14. They have not showed a lot of offensive capability so far this afternoon, and conditions are worsening. They're deciding it to punt it away. Keep in mind, they just allowed a punt return touchdown. And here it comes. Here comes the punt. Decent punt. It's going to bounce at the 25. Going to go take a Rice bounce. It's going to go out of bounds at the 11, and that's where the Middlebury Tigers are going to take over. But the Tigers, even though they have tough field position at the 11-yard line, are leading 26-12 with 10:16 left to go in this fourth quarter. Middlebury Tiger football at 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by Community College of Vermont, where you can start college for free. Just visit the website, go to collegevt.org. That's go to collegevt.org. And the Tigers looking at first and 10 from their own 11-yard line, leading 26-12. And looks like the ball may have come out there. We'll see who picked it up. The crowd started yelling fumble. And looks like the Tigers were able to pick it up. So it's going to be second and a loss of about three. Loss of four. Looks like it happened on exchange to Tyler Buxton, but the Tigers do have the ball. It's going to be second and 14 coming up. I'll say 13 from about the 9-yard line. Rice coming up, Sir Middlebury coming up to the line. Gettleman has three running backs in the double wing. He has a receiver, Zach Dunn, off on his left. But the Tigers are going to try on the middle. They did put the ball on the ground this time. And a fumble recovery by Rice. Remember, Rice already scored a touchdown on a fumble recovery in the end zone. This time they recover a fumble at about the, looks like it's going to end up being at about the 4-yard line or so. We'll see where the officials spot it. This is a tough spot here for the Middlebury Tigers, just giving the ball away to Rice.
Come on, defense!
It is first and goal for Rice from about the 5-yard line. And it is Burns back in the shotgun. And the ball is out. Burns has it. He was able to pick it up, but he lost a decent amount. He lost about 7 yards on that fumble. And he was able to pick it up, but it still counts as a 7-yard loss against them. And now it's going to be first and goal from the 13. Really, the 14, actually, for the Rice Green Knights. And Rice is going to take a timeout and talk it over. Middlebury Tigers are leading by a score of 26-12 with 9:07 left to go in this game. However, they have just given the ball over to Rice, who's looking at a second and goal from the 13. Middlebury Tiger football at 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by Countryside Carpet and Paint on Creek Road in Middlebury, and by the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics. Experienced orthopedic surgeon specializing in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injury and bone and joint care. Helping you get back in the game on Exchange Street in Middlebury. 9 minutes left to go in this game. 9:07 to be precise. Middlebury leading 26-12, but Rice threatening. They are looking at a second and 13. If they don't move a little faster, they're going to get called for a delay of game. They're talking over, but the officials will only give them so much time before they start penalizing them for it. And here comes Rice up to the line. It's Burns in the backfield. He has several running backs with him. He is actually under center. He's going to drop back. It's going to be the halfback option throwing for the end zone. And it's knocked away. See who that was? I believe that was Tyler Buxton, able to knock that play away. It was a good try there by Rice, but nothing doing. And now they're looking at a tougher spot here. Tigers pass defense has overall done a good job today. They've allowed one 30-yard pass and one 55-yard touchdown, but other than that, they've been very effective. Third and goal coming up here for Rice from their own 14-yard line. Sorry for the Tiger 14-yard line. And it's going to be Mafuta trying the middle. He's banging his way up. He's not going to get to the end zone, but he is going to get about to the 5 or to the 6. That was about a 7-yard gain there for Mafuta. It's going to be 4th and goal from the 6-yard line. Given the situation, not a ton of time left in the game, only 8:30. And with the Tigers leading by 2 touchdowns, Rice absolutely has to go for it here. This is a pivotal point in the football game. Keep in mind, if Rice can put it in here, they're going to get it to a one-score game. If they can't put it in, it's Tiger football. They get the Sultan away. This is the play of the game. Quarterback rolling out, rolling to his right, throws it forward to his man. It's going to be a touchdown. Just kind of flung it out there to his receiver. That was John Rousseau. Second touchdown of the day for Rousseau. And this game just got a lot more interesting for all the stands, fans in the stands and the fans at home. Right now it is a 26-18 game. Look to see what Rice does with the extra point here. Looks like they're going to go for 2 as they always do here. It is Burns in the shotgun. They're leading by 8 points. It comes to Burns. He's going to keep it himself. He's going to squeeze up the middle. No good, they said, for the second time. It's 26-18 on 92.1 WPTK.
Hi there, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. It's the Ram Power Days and the Jeep Adventure Days here at Foster Motors, and I want to invite you into our dealership to find a vehicle that works for you. I could sit here and throw out all kinds of discount and amazing payments on vehicles for like 30 seconds, or I could just offer you our services. Great deals on new, pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans, and great trade values at a dealership that is there for you. Come in the Foster Motors. Sit down with a member of our sales staff and see why we are much more than just a name on a mud flap. And always remember, at Foster Motors...
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his 2 arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
The MUHS Tigers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
With 8 minutes to go left in this quarterfinal playoff game, the Middlebury Tigers are now ahead by only 8 points. Rice, after having recovered a fumble, was able to score a touchdown on a throw from Burns to Rousseau that made it 26-18. Tigers have just returned the kickoff. Actually, there was no return. Cameron just fell on the football. Tigers are looking at a 1st and 10, leading by 8 from their own 30-yard line. 8 minutes remaining in the game. Gettleman under center with several wide receivers. He's dropping back. They're going to try the middle with Ian Plouffe. Plouffe looks like he's going to get driven back about 2 yards. It's going to be a loss of 2 for the Tigers. They're going to be looking at 2nd and 12 from their own 28.
Loss of 2 on the play. Brings up 2nd and 12.
Let's go, man!
And right now for the Tigers, looking at the 2nd and 12. Big possession here. The Tigers are ahead by 8. And with 7:35 left to go, 2nd and 12 from their own 28-yard line. And they drop back. It's going to be Bryant up the middle. Nice hole for C.J. Bryant, able to get 4, picking up a 1st down, going right up the middle of the field. 15-yard gain on that carry. Looks like that may actually have been Buxton on that carry. I apologize. 15-yard carry for Tyler Buxton. Certainly been a very effective player of the game. And right now, the Tigers coming up to the line, looking at a first and 10, looking to eat clock with an 8-point lead. 7 minutes to go in the game. Tigers first and 10 from the 45. And it's Bryant this time, busting up the middle. Oh, it's Buxton again, getting an 11-yard carry. And right now, Tyler Buxton kind of starting, beginning the process of salting this thing away. Certainly, he's had a dramatic day. He's caught a touchdown, Tyler Buxton has. He also returned a punt return for 69 yards for a touchdown. Right now, he's stringing together some key runs here. The Tigers, leading by only a touchdown, are moving their way down the field. They have crossed midfield and are sitting at the 43 of the Rice Green Knights. With 6:50 left to go in this game, the Tigers, the number 5 seed in Division 1, are leading the number 4 seed Rice by that 8-point margin, 26-18. And it is Gettleman with that first and 10 under center. He's got 3 running backs in the double wing, 1 receiver off to the left. A flag comes in before the play on this first down. Given the timing of the whole thing, we would expect that it was against the Tigers. And it is. Delay of game against the Tigers.
Get your shit together!
Tiger fans are not pleased about it. And they are going to be looking at a first and 15 coming up. They are at about the 48-yard line of Rice. Time's ticking away, though. It's 6:24 left to go with this game. Tigers leading by 8. Gettleman under center with 3 running backs in the double wing. He's got Dunn off on the left. And Gettleman's going to hand it off to Buxton, just flying up the middle of the field. Now he's just leaving people behind. He's got 2 people on top and gets all the way down to the 20. Strong, strong run there by Tyler Buxton. That was about a 28-yard gain there. Tyler Buxton running roughshod over these Rice Green Knights. Right now for the Tigers, certainly wanting to put something on the board, leading by only a touchdown, but having to love the way that they're killing time off the clock right now. 5:55 left on the clock. Tigers still leading 26-18. First and 10 from the Rice 20. And it is Gettleman under center. Dropping back, he's going to hand it to Buxton. He's going to try to get out the middle. Then it's to shed the tackle with a spin. Keeps moving forward. 6-yard gain by Tyler Buxton. Tigers are just going to him again and again and again. He has over 50, almost 60 yards this quarter alone. And time's still ticking away. 5:20 left to go with this fourth. Tigers right now looking at a second and long 4. From the Rice 15-yard line. And it's Gettleman under center. 3 running backs in the double wing. Dunn off to the right. Gettleman drops back. He's going to hand it to Plouffe, who tries up the middle. Ian's going to gain about 3 on that carry. It's going to be 3rd and 2 coming up for the Tigers.
Along with Snell and Russo. 3rd down and about a yard.
3rd and a long yard, maybe a short 2 coming up here for the Tigers. They are standing at the 12-yard line of the Rice Green Knights. As the Tigers threaten to score here, keep in mind that they have an 8-point lead. So even if they're not able to convert here, they may try for a kick. It is Gettleman under center with 3 running backs in the double wing. Motion by Plouffe from the left to the right. They're going to hand it to Plouffe. He's going to try to get a corner on that right side. He's not going to get it. He's going to get driven out of bounds. And then a flag came in on the play. We'll see what the flag was against. My guess, it's going to be holding against the Tigers. And it is.
Nice job, Ian.
So hold on that play. And it's going to come back.
Holding against Middlebury.
It's going to be coming back a 5-yard walk off. A 10-yard walk off. And it is going to be. Ball is going to be at the 24.5-yard line. The Tigers have a 3rd and about 13 coming up. They are leading 26-14 with 4:17 left to go in this football game. And Dennis Smith is walking out on the field. Middlebury has taken a timeout. Middlebury Tiger football is brought to you in part by Crosby Sales and Brandon. With winter on the way, get your snowmobile or snow thrower tuned up and ready for Mother Nature at Crosby Sales and Service in Brandon. Tiger football is also sponsored by Shearer Chevy, Buick GMC, and Cadillac. So the Middlebury Tigers have to feel good about where they are, but still a little nervous. They are leading by only a touchdown. It's a long touchdown, though, in the sense that you would have to get a touchdown and a two-point conversion to tie. Rice has not been successful particularly much in the two-point conversion game tonight. They have missed two so far. Tigers, though, are looking at a long third down to pick up. They're looking at a third and 13 from the Rice 24-yard line. Gentleman coming up under center. Three running backs with him in the double wing. And one receiver that's done off to the left. Gentleman in motion. He's going to keep it himself and draw back. He's looking downfield, being pursued by some Rice Green Knights. He's going to try to turn that corner. He's going to go out of bounds right about at the sticks where the line of scrimmage was. It's going to be a loss, actually, of about one. It's going to be fourth and four coming up for the Tigers. And a decision to make, one would have to think. Tigers are leading by 8, 4 minutes left to go. They're in a pretty tough spot here in terms of down and distance. Fourth and 14 from the Rice 25-yard line. Too far, probably, for Bodie Rubright to kick it, especially in this footing condition. So they're going to try going for it here. This is a big play. Fourth and 14 from the 25. Gettleman leading by 8 under center. Gettleman has it. He drops back. He's got a few Green Knights after him. They're pursuing him over to the left. He gets almost picked off, but smartly, very smartly, the Rice player drops it instead of intercepting it down by the end zone. It's going to be first and 10 for Rice coming up from the 25-yard line. Boy, close game here for sure. 4 minutes left to go. Middlebury leading by 8 points, 26-18. For the Rice Green Knights, your season rests on this offensive possession. For the Tigers, you certainly want to come out here and get some stops. It's not frantic. It doesn't need to be crazy. But you do not want to allow a sustained drive that could result in a touchdown. Rice looking over to the near sideline, getting messages in from the coaches. Certainly both teams tired, cold, and wet out there. It has gotten progressively worse in the weather department as the afternoon has gone on. Rice looking at a 1st and 10 from their own 25, trailing by a touchdown. 4 minutes left to go in the game. Quarterback Brunn back in the backfield. He's going to hand it up to a running back. Plows 4 yards up the middle. That running back was Daniel Wicks with his first carry of the game. Interesting time to give a runner their first carry. But it's going to be 2nd and 6 coming up for Rice. They are at their own 29-yard line. 3:38 left to go in the game. 3:30, 3:29, time's ticking off the clock. Here's Rice comes up to the line, trailing by 8. 2nd and 6 coming up from the 29-yard line of the Rice Green Knights. And the quarterback calls for it, but he keeps it himself, trying to get up the middle. Immediately tackled by a Tiger. That was number 68, Tristan Cannell. He's had a good night for the Tigers. Prevents there being any real damage done on that play. And it is going to be 3rd down and 4 coming up for Rice. Certainly for Rice, this is 2 down territory. 2:52 left to go in the game. Middlebury leading 26-18. And here comes Rice up to the line. Quarterback in the backfield. He drops back. Burns does. He looks. He slips. And then the ball comes out. But they said he was down before it came out. It's going to be 4th down and 11 yards. That was a tragic play there from a Rice perspective. Fantastic play from a Tiger perspective.
The ball down, you guys got it now.
4th and 11 coming up for Rice. One would have to think very likely this is the play of the game here. This is their chance to keep things going. If they don't convert this, they will be looking at the Tiger team with the ball with 2:33 left to go and a touchdown lead deep in Rice territory. Rice really has no choice here. If they punted away, they would have to stop the Tigers without much time left on the clock. And the Tigers, especially with the running of Tyler Buxton, have been getting more and more effective as the afternoon has gone on. Tigers, should they win today, will be taking on the winner of Colchester and Mount Mansfield, who are playing right now. See if I can get an update on that score for you. And right now, a 4th and 11 coming up. This is the play for Rice. 2:33 left to go in the game. Rice trailing by 8. Can they make this conversion? Can the Tigers stop them? It's going to be a halfback option pass. They throw it up. Unable to convert for the Middlebury Tigers. They are exactly where they need to be. 2:28 left to go in the game. Pass incomplete. Tigers have the football with an 8-point lead on their own at the Rice 24-yard line. Expect a lot of rushing up the middle for the Middlebury Tigers as they look to salt this thing away. And right now, here come the Tigers. Have to be feeling good about things. If you're Rice, you're going to do absolutely everything you can to make life awful for the Tigers here. 2:28 left to go. Tigers sitting deep in Rice field position. And right now, the Tigers are going to go up the middle with a fullback. That's going to be gain of about 3 yards on that first down run for Thatcher Trudeau. Tigers eating clock right now, but there is going to be a timeout, one would expect, taken by Rice right now. Just assuming that, I guess I checked the clock. Yes, it is a timeout taken by Rice. It is going to be 2nd and 7 coming up here for Middlebury. Again, even though they'd love to get points on the board at this point, getting a first down, getting to another set of downs, and running out the clock would be the Tigers' easiest goal at the moment. Right now, with this timeout taken on the field, both teams are talking it over. It's about gotten pretty nasty out here. The wind that they prognosticated has not come to pass, but the rain certainly has. It's raining here in South Burlington at Rice Memorial High School. If the Middlebury Tigers and Mount Mansfield Cougars win today, Middlebury will be on the road next Saturday up again in Mount Mansfield to take on the Cougars. If Mount Mansfield loses, the Tigers will get a home game against the Colchester Lakers next Friday. Gettleman with 3 running backs in the double wing. 2nd and 7 coming up. Motion on the line before the snap. We'll see who it goes against. Tiger fans certainly expect that it's against the Green Knights. And it is for Rice. The wheels starting to come off the wagon here a little bit. It's going to be 2nd and 2 coming up from the Tigers from the 16 of Rice. Right now, Tigers have to love this situation. I would expect to see something very simple like a run up the middle with Thatcher Trudeau right now. Gettleman coming up to the line. 2:15 left to go in the game. Tigers leading by 8. Gettleman's got 3 running backs in the double wing. He calls for it. He's got Buxton in motion from the right to the left. He's going to take it. They're going to hand it to Buxton. Following the Trudeau run. Buxton getting up. It's going to be a touchdown. Touchdown from 16 yards out. It's going to be his 3rd touchdown of the day. Each one has been scored in a different way. And right now, Middlebury, as the fans from Rice start to head for the exits here in the rain, Tigers have taken a commanding lead that they are not going to relinquish.
Here we go, Bodie!
And it's Roop right in. Bodie for the kick. Here comes the snap to Cameron. The hold is down. The kick is good. And the score is 33-18 on 92.1 WVTK.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
With 2 minutes left to go in this quarterfinal matchup, the Middlebury Tigers have a commanding 33-18 lead on the Rice Green Knights. They have just kicked it away to Rice, who have returned it up to the 42. With the rain pouring down with this 15-point lead, with only 2 minutes left to go on the clock, the Middlebury Tigers have to feel very, very strongly that they are heading to a state semifinal game next weekend at either Mount Mansfield or home against Colchester at Doc Collins Field. Middlebury Tigers started the year in a tough way, losing to Colchester and then losing to St. Johnsbury a couple weeks later, have reeled off four, will have, by the time this one's over, reeled off four straight wins and put them in a state semifinal game. Certainly about as great as an end to the season, the regular season, the first round of the playoffs as you could hope for. And right now, it's the running back for Rice trying the right side. On a first and 10, only about a 2-yard gain there for Connor Ritchie. It's going to be a second and 8 coming up for Rice as time is just ticking away on them. Second and 8, they are at their own 44-yard line. Minute 34 left to go in this game. And it's Burns back in the shotgun with two receivers with him. Burns calls for it, but they blow the play dead. We'll see what the call was. Looks like they just wanted to allow the people who came on to dry off the ball to get off the field. No real play there. It's going to set up all over again. Second and 8 coming up for Rice. And it has it. He's going to try up the middle. It's Burns. And he's going to get about a 3-yard run. But that's not going to get much for Rice here. At this point, the plays they call are calling seem to imply that they have pretty much given up hope. 57 seconds left to go in this game. 33-18, Tigers leading. Rice looking to just get something else on the board here and make a miracle happen. They are looking at a third and about 6 around midfield. And the running back crosses midfield, spreading people and getting down to the 37. That was a nice pickup there of about 16 yards. That carry was by number 25, Connor Ritchie. Ritchie got used a decent little bit at the beginning of the game, then they went away from him. Now they're going back to him, but there's only 38 seconds left to go in this game. Burns get his team up to the line, first and 10 from the 36 or so. And it is Ritchie trying the right side. He's going to gain 2 yards, but that's not going to get him very far. And with 17 seconds left to go on the clock, let's see if Rice can get one more play in. It's second and 7 coming up. They're going to spike the ball to get a third down. It's going to be third and 7 from the 36-yard line. 10 seconds left to the go in the game. Middlebury leading by 15 points, leading 33-18. Rain has gotten progressively worse up here in South Burlington. There's going to be some cold, tired boys coming off the field, girls coming off the field here in this game. And the quarterback back in the shotgun with a receiver on, with a running back on each side, one receiver to the left. Burns drops back, looks downfield. He's going to chuck it up. Kind of another prayer. And it's going to fall incomplete, and that is it. At the end of this quarterfinal game, the Middlebury Tigers triumphed over Rice Memorial by a score of 33-18. Middlebury Tigers have won their first round playoff game on 92.1 WVTK. Way to go!
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a friendly reminder that hunting season is fast approaching. Drop by the shop and find great deals on bows, rifles, handguns, and muzzleloaders. We carry top brands. Make sure you're ready for opening day with a variety of hunting accessories to help you bag that trophy of a lifetime. Also, check out some great deals on season-ending fishing gear as well. Come on in and get ready for your next Vermont fishing or hunting adventure. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe. Thanks and have a great day.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Hey, Shane, I think we should have been electricians.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because we sure fix a lot of lights.
Yeah, like your check engine light, airbag, ABS, TPMS, and maintenance lights.
Yeah, and don't forget headlights, brake lights, taillights, dome lights, and dash lights.
Oh, and that's not all. We can pretty much fix anything that's screwed or glued to your car.
So if your car shakes, rattles, bucks, spits, or just plain has a hissy fit, bring it on in.
Oh, and don't forget about your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Mike's Auto, Elm Street, Middlebury.
Hi, I'm Dennis Wigmans, and I'm your state's attorney. Vermonters, it seems, have an innate sense of justice, fairness, and honesty. I was born and raised here, and I share these qualities. I've worked as a prosecutor in Addison County for almost 6 years. I'm a first-generation college graduate and the first in my family to obtain an advanced degree. I embody tenacity, one of the most important qualities needed to be a successful state's attorney. Addison County is small, and its needs are often overlooked by Montpelier. Every day, I'm working hard to change that. That tenacity has gone a long way toward obtaining for Addison County what those in larger counties take for granted. For example, when we couldn't have a treatment court, I worked hard with partners in Addison County and Chittenden County to create one. But we still have work to do. I'm already working for you. And with your support, I'll make sure the needs of Addison County are met and your voices are heard. I'm Dennis Wigmans, and on November 6th, I'm asking for your support and vote for state's attorney.
Paid for by Wigmans for State's Attorney, Fred Saar, Treasurer. No one likes being on the sidelines, but if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Got the trucks and the deals during our Ram Power Days event at the number one selling Ram truck dealer all of New England.
At Goss, you'll get huge discounts, big factory rebates, and great lease specials in a massive inventory of Rams like this.
Lease a new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 for only $279 a month. That's right, only $279 a month for a four-wheel drive crew cab Ram.
And October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Goss is proudly supporting Making Strides Against Breast Cancer with a $20 donation for every car and truck sold this month. Just call quick or visit. It will make getting into your cool new Ram fast and easy. You can drive away today, but hurry. Our Ram Power Days event ends October 31st.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today, Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at gosscars.com.
Lease quote for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year with $29.99 cash or credit for the down plus tax, federal reg, and dock fee to all qualified buyers. Must have a competitive leasing household to qualify. See salesperson for details about our $1,000 new vehicle price guarantee.
Go, 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 go.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And the Middlebury Tigers are moving on to the state semifinals, having just dispatched the number four Rice Green Knights up here in South Burlington by a score of 33-18. And we're joined by our player of the game, JP Carrera, player of the game, Tristan Cannell. Tristan, rugged game out there, cold conditions. You did a great job. You guys at home should just see how dirty and filthy and tired and cold and probably really, really happy Tristan is right now. Tell us a little bit. What was that game like for you?
Pretty fun. They're big guys. They brought a pretty good game, but we came ready. We played hard. and we knew that our season might be over, and our seniors really stepped up today. Everybody really stepped up today. It wasn't just me out there. It was a whole team sport. We all did really well out there.
You really did, and play it here in the rain. How did the rain kind of affect you guys as the game went on?
I don't know. The ball was wet, and the ground got really swampy out there. We were slipping all over the place. We had a few fumbles, one or two maybe. The ball was real wet.
Yep. But you were able to hold it together, and it always really kind of seemed like as the weather got going, you guys started to be able to assert yourselves even more. And so kind of an interesting year, you know. You guys maybe didn't start out exactly the way you want, but now you've won four in a row. You're rolling along.
Yeah.
State semifinal probably against Mount Mansfield. I don't have the final. They were leading at halftime anyway. But what do you guys think? What have been a couple things that you've really done to get this thing going in such a good way here the last 4 weeks?
I don't really know. Just the tempo of practice really picked up. Coach has really been getting on us, and I think we answered to what he wanted us to do.
Yep.
We've been practicing really hard.
You know, what some people at home won't realize is really the incredible impact your defense had on this game. You know, had it not been actually for a fumble, there'd be even less scoring on the part of Rice. You know, you guys really brought it. What do you think you're going to need to do next week against Mount Mansfield?
I don't really know, but that's up to the coach. Coaches do a really good job getting us ready and scouting the other team, telling us what to do so we can prepare for them.
All right, we'll let you go. Get warm and celebrate with everybody. Let me ask you one question. What's one or two players on the team you thought did a really good job today?
I really thought Tyler Buxton was really good.
Yep.
And my good blocking buddy Spencer Caterat. He's an animal.
That's right. You guys did a fantastic job today. Just so you know, this works. JP Crayley, player of the game. You only get to do it once. But thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And go enjoy it with everybody.
Yep. Have a good day.
You too. And that's our J.P. Carrera, player of the game. Tristan Cannell, really fantastic work out there on the lines. And we'll be back with all the scoring and some final words here from South Burlington as the Middlebury Tigers dispatch the Rice Memorial Green Knights and have moved on to the state semifinals. It's high school football on 92.1 WVTK.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Trucks and the deals during our Ram Power Days event at the number one selling Ram truck dealer all of New England.
At Goss, you'll get huge discounts, big factory rebates, and great lease specials in a massive inventory of Rams, like this.
Lease a new 2019 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 for only $199 a month. That's right, only $199 a month for a four-wheel drive quad cab Ram.
And October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Goss is proudly supporting Making Strides Against Breast Cancer with a $20 donation for every car and truck sold this month. Just call quick or visit. It will make getting into your cool new Ram fast and easy. You can drive away today, but hurry. Our Ram Power Days event ends October 31st.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today. Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at gosscars.com.
Lease good for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year with $34.59 cash or credit equity down, plus tax, title, reg, and dock fee to well-qualified buyers. Must have a competitive lease and household to qualify. See salesperson for details about our $1,000 new vehicle price guarantee.
Go, 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 go.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera and Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, it's a lonely life sometimes if you are a media member and it's a rainy afternoon. It didn't take long. I'm the only person out here at the home of the Green Knights. Just a little peek behind the curtain here. So the Middlebury Tigers just took down Rice. The Tigers came in as the 5 seed. Rice came in at the 4 seed. But the Tigers certainly took care of business. We're going to give you a little rundown here of the scoring as we close up for today. At only one touchdown in the first quarter with 9:23 left to go in that quarter, it was Rice who scored first on the first drive of the game. It was quarterback Burns to wide receiver Rousseau. That's John Rousseau for a 55-yard touchdown. The point after was no good. It was a two-point conversion attempt, and Rice led at that point 6-0. But the Tigers got on the board with 11:20 left to go in the second quarter. Set up by a long drive that included a Tyler Buxton 25-yard run. It then was culminated by a Tim Gettleman pass to Tyler Buxton for 42 yards and a touchdown. Bodie Verbright's kick was good. The score at that point was 7-6 Tigers. Rice got on the board again, though, and took the lead with 6:34 left to go in the first half. After Buxton fumbled a pitch from Gettleman in the end zone, it was Rejas Niapani jumping on it in that touchdown zone. The point after was no good, the two-point conversion attempt. And the score at that point was 12-7 Rice. But the Tigers took the lead once again with 3:14 left to go in the first half, aided by a Tim Gettleman 37-yard run. It then ended with C.J. Bryant with a 4-yard run to pay dirt. Brody Rubright's kick after that was no good. And the score at that point was 13-12 Tigers over Rice. That's how we went into halftime. In the second half, the Tigers scored twice in the third quarter with 7:27 left to go after Zach Dunn had picked off a pass from Ryan Burns. Simon Fisher had a 9-yard run for a touchdown. Rubright's kick was good. Score at that point, 20-12. And then with the last play of the third quarter, Tyler Buxton took a punt return, 69 yards to Peter. Rubright's kick was no good. Score at that point was 26-12, and the Tigers were never going to give up that good lead. At 8:10 left to go in the fourth quarter after a Tiger fumble, it was Ryan Burns throwing again to John Rousseau, this time for 6 yards for a touchdown. Two-point conversion was no good. Score at that point was 26-18. But the Tigers got another score on the board and really put it out of reach. After stopping Rice on downs, Tyler Buxton then ran the ball in from 16 yards out. The kick afterwards was good by Rubright, and the score at that point and the final score was 33-18. So the Middlebury Tigers now are, we think, going to go on the road against Colchester. I'm sorry, not against Colchester, against Mount Mansfield. Mount Mansfield was leading Colchester at the half. I've not been able to get an update on that. But assuming that that is what takes place, then the Middlebury Tigers will be on the road next Saturday. We will be on the air at 1 o'clock, and the pregame will start at 12:30 for Mount Mansfield. If Colchester does pull off the upset, though, it will be the Middlebury Tigers at home against the 8th-seeded Lakers at Doc Collins Field next Friday night, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff time. We're going to step aside for a moment, but we'll be back with a couple last thoughts here. Here's the Middlebury Tigers winning the quarterfinals and moving on to the semifinals in Division I high school football on 92.1 WVTK.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
on a most footballish of afternoons here. With a rainy, snowy day here at South Burlington, Vermont, the Middlebury Tigers took to the road in the first round of the playoffs, came up Route 7 to play Rice Memorial Catholic High School, and defeated them substantially by a score of 33-18. Tigers were able to dominate most segments of the game, although there were certainly some things to continue to work on. Ball security still looms large as something the Tigers will want to work on. But other than that, a fantastic game, a diverse game that featured broad types of ways of scoring, including Tyler Buxton scoring three touchdowns in three different ways, receiving, rushing, and on a punt return. Middlebury Tigers came in, took care of business, and they're going to be playing next weekend in the state semifinals, taking on most likely the Mount Mansfield Cougars. If that happens, as I said before, you can join us on WVTK next Saturday from Mount Mansfield High School at 12:30 for the pregame and 1 o'clock. Bruce will be with me next weekend. So thank you for joining us, all of you at home and all of you driving in your cars and all the various ways people get us on 92.1 WVTK. For Bruce Seaman, who is not here today, for Jim Tye back in the station, for everyone involved in 92.1 WVTK high school football and Tiger football, we'd like to thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
You've been listening to MUHS Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK. Tiger football all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.